Welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 176.
Hi.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I am here, as always, with Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up?
Also here, not as always, but pretty often lately, and that would be Mr. Mr. Glenn Burgess. How you doing, Glenn?
A warm welcome indeed, good sir.
Travis is not with us this week. He's having computer problems, and he decided to tell us that at 7:30 tonight, so... You know, we got Glenn on, and he was...
That almost sounded like he died. Travis is no longer with us.
Did I say that? Did I say Travis
is no longer with us? Okay. It sounded like you were gonna, though. I was like, well, no. You didn't tell me that. Now I feel bad.
If you remember when Vassy was on, I actually almost said that. He's not with us anymore.
Wow.
All right. What are we doing today? Today we're going to do some distractions and some
games.
We're going to talk about some... talking about the next-gen systems, because people have been asking us to, and now that the Wii HD is being tons of rumors for it.
What? What are you talking about?
Exactly. Then we'll do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So before we start all that, Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Not much, really. Had to go buy a new mic today because the whole thing that happened at the live show last week.
Yeah, Batman. Tell us about that.
Yeah, my mic went out halfway. I guess it was a little bit into the... second segment we did, so that was around like the sixth hour of recording,
something like that.
Around that point, yeah. And the entire time, I thought it was something to do with like audio and or like my Skype or my internet connection, but it didn't really make sense because the video was still working. And then
and Nico could hear everything. That's why it really didn't make sense.
Right?
Yeah, everyone could hear everything.
Confusing.
It was messed up. So then I couldn't hear anything, but you guys could hear me. And then every once in a while, you cut in and out. And then at some point. I just started like messing around with the wire in my headset, and I was like, "Oh wow, I can hear shit again." So, yeah.
And then it was great because you looked like an FBI agent for the rest of the night,
holding a mic against
held
your
to
face,
one ear, listening.
Yeah, great. Confirmed. My 5 o'clk clear.
I just wish that whenever you talk, you held up your wrist to your mouth. That would have been great.
I gotta admit that live show was a lot longer than it felt like it was.
Oh, God, yeah. I didn't think it was that long until we got off, and I think it was like 1:30 or something.
It was like 12:30 when we finished up, maybe 12:30. And then, but what really got me is when I got the files home and started putting the show together, 3.5 hours. I'm like, what? It was that last segment where we were taking the calls. That last segment was almost 2 hours long. So
holy shit, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was. And that's the thing; it didn't feel like it was because we were taking calls, just bullshitting, having a good time, you know. So,
yeah. So that was when you're having fun.
That's right. That's right. What else you got, Jeff? Anything else?
I did have something to say, but I can't remember, so it's not important. So
sweet.
Moving on.
Glenn, thank you for dropping everything and joining us today.
Hey, no problem.
How are you doing today?
I'm going multitask crazy. I've got a bunch of things that are going on for circumstances that will as yet to be named. I need to learn how to run a Linux system again, so I'm trying to do a
catch
quick
up.
Refresher. Yeah, set up virtual machines, installed Linux. I'm learning about new web hosting stuff and SQL Server and all that fun stuff that I completely forgot about. So that's fun.
Let me know if I can help you with any of that, buddy.
I will do that. Also, I'm building a website, or excuse me, Kelly's building a website that I'm doing all the code for. So I have to. That apparently is on a deadline and needs to be reiterated and redone. So I'm on. I'm
so
on
what you're saying is you're building a website for Kelly,
basically for a client.
For a client.
Yeah. So she got the client. She made the template. Mm-hmm. Said this is what I want it to look like, and I made a website that looked like that. Basically, and somehow she gets the paycheck. I don't understand what's happening, but that's okay.
That's all right. You guys are married. You share the money.
So they say. Exactly. I mean, that's the theory.
Well, she shares your money.
That's right. She shares your money. Yeah. Her money's hers, but she shares yours.
If I had money. let's see.
Come on. I know you raking the big bucks working on pools.
Yeah, your birthday's going to be like soon.
Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Screw Jesus. My birthday is this Sunday. Everybody knows that's why people have long weekends this weekend. The national.
No, I don't have
Glenn's
a long
birthday.
Weekend this weekend.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I can't believe either. You guys. That's not a regular.
No, Good Friday
weekend?
Is not a holiday here.
It's not
really. Not even Easter Monday.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Easter wow. What? Easter Monday.
No, we don't get Easter Monday. But I mean, usually, like I know.
I've never even heard
Monday
the phrase Easter Monday.
Yeah, I remember in like elementary school, like a couple years in high school, we get Friday and Monday off.
Wow. I hate weekend. You so much.
Well, most of the time, like in school, Easter would coincide with spring break.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, really?
Yeah. That's usually that's the how way they do it works around here.
Yeah. But, so given that my birthday is Sunday, we went out to dinner last night at the, literally not exaggerating, the worst meal I've ever had in my life. I took 2 bites of this food.
For real?
And sent it back. I said, I said, I've never done this before, ever, but I cannot eat this. I'm not what interested in trying anything else. We went to an Italian place called Don Giuseppe's. Okay. Sounds pretty Italian.
Sounds
their
all
slogan,
right. Sounds, yeah.
Their slogan is, our food's so good, your mama's gonna be mad on the radio, right?
Okay.
I ordered chicken parmesan.
How do you fuck up chicken parmesan?
Well, you hit power level 10 and 5 minutes
you
start. That's what you do.
Oh, God.
So,
yeah,
they gave you nuked chicken parmesan?
So it was, you know, nice thin fillets, so that was good. Mm-hmm. But it was, they gave me a butter knife, which I thought was rather cocky of them, considering what I encountered trying to cut this chicken open. It was like, so
good.
I needed a reciprocating saw. It was ridiculous. So I'm trying to cut through this shit. I take 2 bites. It's disgusting. And the bottom of it, they fry it in the breadcrumbs and everything.
Yeah.
The bottom of it was like stuffing. Like it wasn't attached to the chicken and it wasn't cooked. It was just hot mush.
What?
Underneath
that's
it.
Totally
I was just
microwave.
Like, no, this is disgusting. And Kelly got eggplant parmesan and she's been throwing up since last night.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so she got food poisoning from the place.
Oh,
and I ordered
God.
A Stella.
Yeah.
This is important.
And they gave you an American beer?
No. I drank 2 Stellas. I thought that they tasted a little off, but the last time I had Stella, it was draft, and this time it was in bottles. So I thought maybe I was just being picky.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever looked, but they have a best if served by date on the lower left corner of this thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It said 2/12/2010.
Oh,
You're kidding me.
Okay, now at first I thought that's pretty bad. Now I got a 12-pack of Stella for my birthday along with some Stella glasses, thanks in-laws. Good job. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the date on that just for shits and giggles, and that says best of served by January 2012.
Wow.
Right
that's
now.
Old.
So
oh,
that beer is
God.
A year old. It's year old fucking beer. Oh my God. So, needless to say, never going back there. But, I mean, that place was like, if you ever watched that show Kitchen Nightmares with Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, it should be on that shit.
Seriously, that's what that is.
That's
I always
terrible,
thought he was
man.
Exaggerating. Like, when he goes up and he's eating the food, he's like, that's fucking rancid. I'll not eat it. I was like, oh, maybe it's just, you know, exaggerating for the show.
I've never done that either. Like, I've had shit where I've been like, not that great, but I've never sent something back.
Yeah, this was just, it was so bad, I could not stomach eating it. And it was like a $13 plate of chicken parm, which is also kind of ridiculous.
That's fucked up, because you wouldn't have, like, when I worked at a restaurant, we weren't like, it was, you know, classic like pub food for the most part, but we had like Parmesan. And that stuff, like, you'd have to make pretty much fresh. I'm not going to lie, late at night sometimes you'd nuke the pasta, but you put it in water and you nuke it and whatever, instead of just putting it boiling in the water or whatever. And, because if you nuke that, it's just terrible. Like, that's something you just can't.
We had one meal that came in good, and it was my father-in-law's. His was decent. Okay. So what we figure happened is they cooked all of ours and went, oh, shit, we forgot his. And they cooked his and then shoved ours in the microwave to reheat them.
That's probably what happened, yeah.
Because, the pasta had that rubbery kind of feel to it. Like, they microwaved it in the sauce on the bowl that we currently had. And you couldn't even touch the plate. It was so hot you would get blisters on your hand.
Yeah,
and I don't say that lightly. Usually, when they say "careful, it's hot," I just grab it from them and go "thanks" and put it down on the table. You couldn't touch this for more than 2 or 3 seconds without getting significant burns.
Wow!
So they just stuffed it in the microwave and fed it to us.
Okay,
so,
note to self: never go to that place.
Yeah, it won't be around long enough for you to even have to worry about.
Is it relatively new there?
There's been probably not lying at all. 6 restaurants there in the last 10 years in that exact same location.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a place like that around here, too. It's changed like every 2 years or something new there.
Yeah, we do, too.
So, anyway, but it made for a fun evening still because it was so bad that it was like, oh, my God, how do you do that? My father-in-law says, I was expecting something rubbery when you handed me a piece of that to bite into, and it was still rubbery. So, but anyway, aside from my rant about that place and how ridiculous it was, I mean, I'm going to the beach on Saturday. Going out to Coconuts, where they allow you to bring 1 gallon of alcohol per person on the beach.
All right.
It's going to be fun times. And that's about it. How about you, Chris? What are you doing?
Oh, fuck. Working. That's it. I got something pretty big on my plate. It's, let's just say that my laptop.
Steak.
What's that?
T-bone steak.
T-bone
steak.
That's
funny. That's it. Wait.
I had time for that. I don't have my laptop with me right now because I had to leave it at work because the script that I'm running that I put together is running overnight because it took 9.5 hours to run through everything yesterday. So, running it again, I left around 4 o'clock and then, last night it finished up at about 1:15. So in the morning. So now my laptop is there again, just kind of cranking away. So I've been working on that most of the time. Nothing too much on this side besides trying to get as much game time in as I could. So let's move on to that because that's what I really want to talk about. Let's get started. Hey, Glenn.
Yes.
You start us, man. What's up?
Portal fucking 2.
Portal fucking 2.
That is what's up.
That is what we should start with.
I got to say, I'm calling this right now.
You calling Game of the Year?
Dark Horse Game of the Year. It's got to be. Just for anybody who played Portal 1... basically,
oh, this just
Portal
destroys
1,
it.
Portal 1 was a tech demo.
Yeah.
Portal 1
was
a concept of, it'd be cool if we had a game mechanic where you could shoot portals in walls. Let's make a demo of that. And it kind of leaked out a little bit, and they realized, oh, people think this is cool. Let's make a game out of it. And that's what Portal 1 was.
Portal 2 is the game.
Yes, you can tell when you play Portal 2, you're just like, holy shit, this is fucking... It's amazing.
And that's saying a lot because Portal 1 was very well done. I mean,
it was
even well written and just, mm-hmm. It was just a damn fun game.
It was a friggin' add-on basically for Orange Box.
Yeah.
They just kind of made it. It was like an Easter egg almost,
Hey,
it was,
I'll be honest with you.
It's
the only,
doing something with this.
That's the only part of Orange Box that I played.
Oh,
are
yeah?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I played Half-Life for a while.
Good, but come on. Half-Life is fucking
Half-Life.
Genius.
I did get like 2 or 3 hours into Half-Life, but me and first person shooters, didn't get it. So,
Man,
Portal 2, fucking fabulous.
You got to give them a sword and spells and some grinding.
Exactly.
I actually, this is one of the few games that's come out. This came out Tuesday, and I beat it yesterday. So,
Wow. How many chapters
are there?
People
have been breezing through this, man.
That's not
a bad thing, saying it's a sword. It's like, because people are just getting hooked on it, and I can't put it down.
It's good. I'm trying to remember. I want to say 9, I think.
Okay.
9 chapters?
That sounds familiar.
It's good. It's just really awesome. The characters are in there. They got that that character Wheatley that wakes you up.
He's brilliant.
Oh,
he's just brilliant.
God. I love that.
What a brilliant character.
I got to say, Chris, you described him as brilliant in the email earlier, and I wondered if that word came to mind because he speaks with a British accent, so you immediately went to British colloquialisms.
It might have been. Subconsciously, that might be the case.
I just noticed that, and I was like, I wonder. Because
I don't use the word brilliant very often. So.
Right.
Brilliant!
Exactly, other than describing Guinness commercials.
Exactly.
But, I mean, that dude is awesome. I mean,
he does a really good job.
Fall in love with that character.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, the first time you see him, in the very first, opening of the game, open a door and he's like in your face, and it kind of
it
startled the shit out of me for a second. I was like, oh, okay, wait a second. And
because he's shaped exactly like one of the cores that you had to, when you destroy GLaDOS in the first game, you had to throw away all those cores. Oh, fucking please. You had to throw away all those cores into the fire, and it looked like one of those. So I was like, oh God, she's back. So it was kind of neat. He walks in, he starts talking to you, and they kind of, it was really cool the way that they did the normal tutorial stuff where they make sure whether you want the stick inverted or not, or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, sometimes you might have a little bit of brain damage, so just say yes if you understand me. And it says push X to say yes, and
you jump.
And he goes, you just jumped there. That's it. You just jumped.
That sometimes happens with brain damage.
Yeah. He's like, but that's good. You got jumping down. You're good. So there's that. The biggest smartass ever. And
no doubt.
Oh man, it's amazing. Just the way everything happens. The setup for everything. There's like 3 different twists that come out of nowhere. You're like, holy shit! And all the various mechanics they added with the gels and everything.
See, I haven't gotten to the gels yet, but
that
fucking light bridge is awesome.
Light bridge is cool.
Yeah.
The you haven't done the tractor beam or the repulsion beam or anything like that.
No,
because that's after the gels.
Okay,
but I mean, it's just, there's so much cool shit,
Yeah, completely agree.
You set up rooms now when you're beating them, where you do like 5 minutes worth of setup and then you just ride this thing like a carnival ride to get to the exit. Like, you know, it seemed like in Portal 1 there was a lot more progressive stuff. Like you go, as you're solving it, you get to this section of the room and then this section of the room and then you go to the exit. Mm-hmm. And in this one, it's like you go over here and you set up stuff with the gels and stuff over here. And then you go over here and you set up a light bridge over there. And then you go over and here
oh
and you set
God.
Up portals and then you run! You go around the entire room and go through the exit. So I don't know. It's badass. The story's badass. Anybody who hasn't beaten it yet, this is the only game that I have
started playing it yet.
Right. The only game that I can even think of that I've played where the last thing that I actually physically do before the end of the game, as it happens, I went, no fucking way. That's badass. So just
Gordon Freeman comes out. And...
yes. He beats
spoilers.
Beats GLaDOS with a crowbar. No, it's badass. Just
it's actually
trust
the
me.
First level for episode 3.
Shouldn't it be? I mean, really? And can we stop calling it episode 3 at this point?
No,
this
is
Half-Life
3.
Yeah. I mean,
at this point, we might as well just call it fucking not happening. Because fuck.
That would make me sad.
It would, but come on, Bill. Come on.
Make it happen, Bill.
I love the fact that as you're playing the game, GLaDOS is continuously making fun of your weight.
Yes,
it's like
don't say too much shit.
I'm not going to. It's just it's hilarious.
You know, she was kind of a smartass in the last one,
but she just—it's a new level in this one. It really is.
She does this,
especially
this whole
the
thing.
Surprise. I was like,
I don't
want to
ruin all of the lines for you, but
yeah.
No, don't ruin any of them.
No, she's okay, you're on a like a springboard, and it doesn't quite get you up high enough, and it beeps. And she goes, I'm sorry, the faith jumps are not calibrated for somebody of your generousness. Let me just add a couple zeros here. And then so she does it still breaks, and she goes, oh, screw it.
I'll just move the ceiling down.
And as you're jumping up this thing and not getting high enough, you're jumping up, and Wheatley's up there, and he's trying to tell you something. So you jump up, and you say, it's amazing. It's,
okay, this does sound awesome. Stop talking about it.
Yeah, we'll stop talking about it. But it is fucking fantastic. I mean, I am right there with you. And I think that, you know, we were talking to Scott in one of our normal email threads about whatever game we're playing. Mm-hmm. And I got to agree with him. He's like, he's really nitpicky, and he was saying that he really can't find anything wrong with this game. And mm-hmm. so far, I can't either. I mean, I'm sitting here like, even if I'm nitpicking the details, I can't. You know,
I mean, one thing.
It's so good, and it's like all the mechanics work. You don't ever feel like you're glitching out or anything like that. And it's just. You know, I mean,
I found one thing that they should have done that they didn't.
This may very well be like the closest thing to a 10 that I've ever played.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's pretty fantastic. It's pretty fantastic.
The gels that you haven't run into yet, they give you a tutorial on how to use the first one. And then there's a couple others that you run into after that that do different things. They don't tell you anything about them. They just introduce them. So it's a little bit, what the hell? But that's literally it. That's all I can.
Yeah.
It's with a magnifying glass and tweezers trying to.
Well, how many are
there?
Where
the fuck is this thing?
There's two, right?
There's three.
Oh, there's three. Okay.
There are three.
Not including water?
Not including water.
Okay.
Probably.
I know what two of them do then, not what the third one.
Probably the only thing that I could, like, nitpick about this game is how much it loads. It does load a lot.
Yeah,
but that's it.
So did the first one though.
Yeah, well,
this does
the
more.
First one loaded a lot. Oh, really? The first one pretty much loaded every second level when you're in an elevator.
This loads
this does every
elevator.
Level.
Okay.
Every level, it's loading.
And
but it's really not that long.
Like
you know?
If there's a cutscene that you're not interacting in, that's long. Yeah. It'll load that between levels too. So it's kind of it's a little rough.
Yeah, I mean, I can live with that though. You know, it's like I could really care less about that. I mean,
and
I'm
it loads
in...
about the same speed on the PS3.
No wonder
as it does
people
on Steam,
fucking
too.
Are giving Valve shit for not having episode 3 out. It's like 15 seconds. No.
Hey, at least it's no Mod Nation Racers, man.
Well, oh, yeah, all right. Well, and Portal's slow enough paced that it doesn't break it up. You know what I mean? When you're sitting there waiting at a loading screen, it's not like as soon as you get out, it's like, all right, take cover. You're gonna shoot this blah 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 in the face.
And then
that's it.
Yeah.
You load, you walk out slowly, cut out, look around, figure out what to do. It's kind of relaxing until you get stuck.
Great game. Enough said.
Great game.
Yes.
We can move on. What else you got?
Let's see. A little bit of Street Fighter after the live show, which I'm proud to say I did not lose my temper at anybody. I just told Revy to stop jumping around like an asshat once. And that's it.
Stop jumping around like an asshat.
And he wasn't even on Skype at the time, so he didn't even hear me.
That's funny.
But that's all I did. So
nice. Cool.
Nothing got flipped, broken, or thrown. So
yeah, no, it's good stuff. Me, on the other hand, I kind of lost it a couple times. But yeah.
Jeff, talk about Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, go
ahead. Well, I wasn't going to talk about Mortal Kombat first.
Okay, well, then talk about whatever you want to talk about first. Talk what you were going to segue into.
No, not at all. I played some Street Fighter after the live show.
he threw Glenn, a controller or something.
No, Glenn didn't rage or anything like that. It was good. It was good times. Actually, after that, we went and played MVC for a while, and that game is not a game you can play. Like, I can handle Street Fighter when I've had a few. MVC, not so much. It's like tits on a bowl. Can't do shit. Nice. It's funny that way, though. Yeah. Still playing, that Might and Magic game, Clash of Heroes. Still fun. Christ, still haven't pulled the trigger on that one yet.
No, and I gotta say, I don't think I'm going to. I've been hearing a lot of people because they say that the elite units are just, you know, it would cause some issues. I mean, I've had non-colorblind people say that sometimes they don't know what color the elite units are, you know, so.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still looking for it for DS, though. I'm still gonna try and get the DS game.
Well, if you can't find it, I can get a copy for you. There's, like, a couple at my local GameStop, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if you just couldn't find them or something, but.
No, who the hell would go to a GameStop?
Yeah.
I know. Fuck that thing.
Nobody
goes
there.
That sucks.
So, anyway, I saw it at GameStop the other day on Tuesday. I went there to pick up Portal 2, and Chris totally ruined my transition. But, you know, I kind of going to eat some crow, because last week, or on the live show, I said that Mortal Kombat was, like, my third pick of the week. I wasn't going to get it. Because as much as I, like, grew up with Mortal Kombat, and I did play a hell of a lot of 1, 2, and 3, the other games just didn't do it for me. And even going back to the older ones, they're fun for about 15 minutes, and then you're like, okay, that's it. So, you know, I was like, you know what, screw it. This looks like kind of the same thing. But I picked up Portal 2, and they had it running on the demo station, Mortal Kombat, and played a couple matches.
It's the death of you, isn't it? The demo station.
It is. Seriously. And I was like, this is actually fun.
Jeff has no willpower at all.
I've been better. I mean, I didn't get... There's so many games I wanted to get that I have not gotten. And the reason I got it was because I had a... totally forgot when I pre-ordered Killzone 3 way back in the day. I pretty much paid for it almost in full, and I never picked it up. So it came down to that, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get it now. I'm going to wait. So I just told them to just hold on to the money or whatever. And I guess the last couple times I've gotten stuff there, they haven't had to bring up my account, so I haven't had to say, hey, I got money on there. But when I pick up my Portal 2, they're like, hey, dude, just to let you know, you have like $50 still here on Killzone. And I was like, what? They're like, yeah, you didn't pick it up. I was like, oh, okay. Make a Mortal Kombat. So that's why I got it.
Okay.
And I am surprised. This game is pretty good. I'm not ready to like throw Street Fighter or MVC to the curb by any means, but for a Mortal Kombat game, they nailed the things that they needed to improve. One, there is now an actual like combo system, and the characters actually feel like they play differently, which I think was the number one problem for me with Mortal Kombat. The characters all seem like they played the same, just based on different specials and whichever fatalities you want to do. Whereas now, it seems like there's characters that could be considered rushdown or zoning and so forth, which I thought was awesome. And because of the combos, and now they have like EX-type moves called, like, basically enhanced specials, it seems to give the game more of a flow of like momentum, which I thought was missing to the Mortal Kombat game. So even if somebody's kind of losing the match, if they can get good momentum going, they can come back and win. If that makes sense. I get a little of like, you know, you're playing.
Yeah, I'm
fighters.
With you. I'm following you. I got you.
Okay, because it's just that's something that's kind of really important to me in a fighting game. Where in Mortal Kombat, it seemed like exchanging of special moves and stuff like that. And they nailed those things. It looks okay. The thing is, the game looks good. The art style is kind of meh, like on the characters. But these backgrounds are so good looking. Like these are some of the best backgrounds I've seen in a fighting game like ever. Like the lighting and the stuff that's going on in them and. It's just, and they've redone all of the Mortal Kombat 2 and a few of the Mortal Kombat 1 stages, and they just look superb. They look really good. And it's impressed visually. It's kind of impressive. If you can get by the aesthetic and the characters do kind of still move in not so much fluid ways as other fighters, but you can get over that. The fatalities are just downright wrong. I mean, some of them, literally, I sat there and looked at the screen and was like, have they gone a little bit too far? I mean, that's awesome, but that's just fucking just so wrong. Like, some of them will really make you cringe and just like, oh.
Like Kung Lao's, oh. For instance?
Yeah, Kung Lao's is one of them.
Yeah. His is brutal, man.
By the time this is out, it's not really a sport. Okay, go ahead. So what you're saying? You're going to describe his...
No, I wasn't going to describe it. I'll let you do it if you want.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Go for it.
No. I'm
going to...
The one that I saw for Kung Lao, he takes his hat and throws it into the ground, and it basically spins in the ground like a blade, and he throws the dude on the ground with his legs basically straddling the hat, grabs his legs, and pulls him forward and cuts him in half that way.
Yeah.
It's just like, and then he holds up both halves.
That's what we did when I worked at Maryland Fried Chicken. That's how we cut chicken. With Kung Lao's hat.
There you go.
With a blade like that. And you just pull the thing right there.
And the worst part of that, like,
it's pretty brutal.
Just doing that isn't that bad. But the fact is, you can hear the opponent screaming up until it cuts through his head or her head. And that's just like, it's just like, basically.
Is it still corny, Mortal Kombat? That was one of my favorites, was that. Noise you always made whenever you got hit brutally.
Like, really hard. Yeah, there's not so much of that anymore. There is kind of during fatality stuff, but not during actual matches. Like, the blood actually kind of flows, I wouldn't say realistically, because, I mean, sometimes after a match, your character's just covered in blood with, like, literally skin flaps hanging off their face. And it's pretty freaking gruesome. This is the one fatality that happened where I was literally, like, almost didn't look at the screen. And I was like, today I saw this fatality for the first time last night. So today I went to GameStop because there's actually now a few of us fighting fans that kind of go there and just play fight. It's almost like a little small community. We sit there and play fighting games together. It's really kind of cool. And so we all go there like a certain time. I know it's fucking nerdy as hell, like on the lunch break or whatever. And we were playing some Mortal Kombat. And I was like, I want to see if everyone else has the same reaction to fatality as I did. So I picked the character and did the fatality, and I looked, instead of watching the fatality, I looked at everyone else's reaction, and literally two people almost covered their eyes, because it was like, ridiculous, even though it's animated, like it does look fake, but just what happens is, you know, Noob Saibot?
Yeah.
He's like he basically takes a clone of himself, like a shadow, goes behind the character, so the character you're about to kill is standing up, he goes behind
and rapes them.
Almost. They grab him by the legs. Each one of them grabs a leg. They spread it so that the guy's doing a full split, and they just basically pull him apart like a wishbone.
Oh!
It breaks up into three spots. So it's like, first it breaks at like his pelvis and like his ass, and as that breaks open, a whole bunch of crap falls out like guts. Then it breaks again from there to the character's neck, so his head is together. And then again, they pull again, and it breaks his head in half.
His head in half.
Just basically rips the whole dude in half.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I love video game physics. You're pulling your legs in separate directions so your skull would split into two separate, completely
somehow I don't think that would work.
Oh my god. I'm just upset though that there's no more bag of femurs. That's god.
Yeah, that's true. That's the thing. It's like there's not like 13 femurs, like four rib cages.
It's like a trash bag with three rib cages, 27 femurs, and chili in it.
And chili.
Explodes everywhere and they bounce and noise.
Yeah. But it's entertaining, and but I do still think a lot of people who are like, Mortal Kombat's back, yeah, it's finally back with the 2D one, and people like I explained before that only played it with like their circle of friends and enjoyed it so much, if they go online, and because there's some combos in this game that go up to like in the teens and like 20 hit combo, like juggle combos, and yeah, they are pretty, I will give them this, they are pretty tough to pull off. They're not like, in fact, a lot of them are harder to pull off than NBC combos. Like, a lot of them are, because they actually got to be specifically timed, not just like, you know, like ABCD kind of thing. And, or Scott, you're like, boom, 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 boom. Sorry, it's kind of like an inside thing, but anywho, what's up, Scott?
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah. So anyway, so they
Jeff
basically
make boom, boom.
They base it off, like, I guess, because Mortal Kombat's combos have always been about juggling, but usually small juggles, like, you know, anywhere between, like, 3 and 5 hits. You got, like, 6 or 7, the character is basically dead. And they ran with it. So it kind of feels a cross between, like, Mortal Kombat and, like, Tekken-ish. So you got Mortal Kombat, the kind of projectiles and all the crazy stuff you can do, but the juggles, to me, feel, like, Tekken-ish, even though, like, I'm not a huge Tekken fan. I haven't put a lot of, like, work into Tekken. But the way that the juggles work in that, where you kind of like gotta wait for the timing and go like 1, 2, wait for a certain, like get to a certain height, 3, 4. Kind of, it's just kind of that same kind of deal. But it ends up, it works really well. So far. Anyway. And not too many complaints. I went in with really low expectations and I am really pretty enamored with it right now. I've been playing, I've probably put about 8 hours into it and I got it on Tuesday.
And no Portal.
Not yet. No, I think I went there. I went home on Tuesday night thinking I'm going to play Portal. I'm not going to touch Mortal Kombat for the weekend. I was like, you know what? I want to check out Mortal Kombat, at least figure out some stuff. And yeah, I haven't touched Portal yet, but I have tomorrow off. So that's what I'm planning on, opening up the portals and playing through that. But if I have any complaints right now, the online is kind of off and on. Like with certain people, I have no problem with connecting. Not with connecting, with lag. With some people, there's quite a bit of button lag. I haven't seen too much like physical lag where you see like, you know, like teleporting like characters or like slowdown or anything like that. But some connections have had pretty bad input lag, which just totally throws off everything. Or there's a King of the Hill mode, which is basically their equivalent of like when you're doing Street Fighter, the basically the regular lobby mode where you have people in the spectator mode, or you have people in, you know, people watch the matches or whatever. And they can actually throw up stuff like devil horns and cheer and stuff with their
and
little
tomatoes.
Avatars.
Yeah,
they can do like crazy stuff like that while they're watching. But the problem with
which
that
I think
is
a neat little touch.
It is a neat little touch, but the problem is that's the mode that has the most lag. So, like Anitech and Animate and I were playing the other night, and with Animate I didn't really have too much lag, but with Anitech for some reason people were having lag with, so we decided to just go to the regular lobby, which you basically make a room, you can't make it private, and it's a 100-person room, and anyone can join it. But then you just challenge people in the room. So you just make it something, you just make it a name, whatever. We, the three of us join, you just challenge each other 1-on-1. We jump on Skype because you can't, you can voice chat to the person you're fighting with, not the people in the lobby in that mode. So we just went on Skype, did it, you know, the regular PSN way, as you want to put it. And, we played that way with less lag. But it is a cool mode, just that right now there's a significant drop off with connection quality.
It's just basically a lobby though?
It's basically just like, it's basically like a lobby. It's basically exactly like the Super Street Fighter 4 lobbies, except for you have your little avatars there if you want to. Like, you can, like I said, like, throw tomatoes, cheer, do whatever.
That bothers me. When I heard King of the Hill mode, for some reason, I imagined it being, like, a kind of a quick jump-in, jump-out kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as somebody got knocked out, there was somebody who was next in line, like, you know.
Oh, no, that's what it is.
But it just, like, I'm picturing it, like, instantaneous.
Oh, like right away, like someone
puff of smoke, you hit one guy and the next guy jumps in.
Yeah, like the tag, like in like Mortal Kombat 1 or something like that. Where
right, like that
connection
would be badass. I'm just picturing that something like that where it's like you quarter up like you would at the arcade. So you know, it says, hey, push X now to get next in line. And it gives you an order and you go in that order until you go through and then you got to try to tag in. So
yeah,
that's kind of what I was picturing in my head, and I was like, that's the coolest online mode I've ever heard in my life, and I hadn't even heard of it. I think I need to go talk to some people.
Yeah, see, that would actually be pretty cool. And whether or not it could be pulled off, who knows, but, I mean...
There's no way. They have to load every single character that's in the lobby, so...
On PS3, it is running on GameSpy, so I don't know if that has something to do with it. I have no... Like, I got it on PS3 and get it on 360, which would obviously be running on Xbox Live, so...
Is GameSpy is actually a net code?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure the code. They just, I guess, because
I thought they were just a
server
finder.
Yeah, I guess that's what they are. I have no idea.
Well, GameSpy back in the day on PC games, you used to do, like, if you had like Battlefield 1942 or Quake 2 or anything like that, it would scan through kind of the way Steam does now to see what games you have on your hard drive, and you could say, I want to play a game of Quake 2. And it would go, okay, and it would search for every game of Quake 2 that it could find on the internet, and you would connect to it that way. So it didn't actually have anything to do with...
So they weren't actually doing anything to do with the connections or anything. It was just
right. It had nothing to do with any of that. It just had to do with the databasing. In other words, blaming that for the input lag would be like blaming Google for the website you clicked on loading slowly. You know?
Okay.
So
yeah, I don't know what they do now.
I don't know either.
All I know is, like, I know a lot of PS3 games run on GameSpy, and the same ones on 360 don't.
they just use Xbox Live for matchmaking. So maybe it is just like a third party kind of like matchmaking search engine. Yeah.
Could so be. I don't know.
Either way, I got it for Kratos, which at this point I'm Kratos is kind of slow and not really my type of character. Like, he looks badass and some cool stuff, but just right now I'm not really that into him. But we'll see. And but in the end, most people that we know have it on PS3. So if you are gonna get it and you're part of the VG Evo Retroids community, or listeners of us, you might want to get it on PS3 just because that's where the most people are playing it right now. But for real, very, very, very impressed. Like, I can't believe it's the first Mortal Kombat game I bought in new since 3. And that's, what, how many years ago? Like, 10 years ago? More than that, probably. 15?
Yeah. Wow. Stop it. You're making me feel old.
God. For
that's
real.
Accurate.
But it's the same shit, man. We played, and, like, all of a sudden, you'll get to a fatality, and you'll see the other character stop and be like, oh, shit, what's a fatality? And you're like, because I bought the strategy guide, too. And you're, like, looking through, and people are on the computer, like, that's down, down. And you see someone, like, try to input it, and all of a sudden, it ends with, like, them slapping the guy in the face. And
yeah, that Penny and Arcade thing.
Is so on the money.
Yeah. That was so the funniest thing I've ever seen. You've trained your whole life for this. You can do this. You know the code.
I love the word.
It's like an open hand slap.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know how I did it. I don't know how many times I can say dude before I say something.
Dude.
Dude. That is ridiculous.
But
whose head's just exploded right now counting this episode.
I had like every fatality, Reggie, everything memorized. I'm having trouble memorizing like any of the fatalities from main characters. Like almost everyone, I'm like, crap, before the match, I'm like, what is it again? All right, cool. It's getting old, man. I'm too afraid if I like memorize a fatality, maybe that'll push something else out of my brain.
Your brain
like
is
a
full,
fart, probably.
While he's on the podcast.
Let's see. So it's down, back. Sorry.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, other than that, I'll talk more about it next week. Because I think neither of you guys have got it yet, right? I know Travis. No. Well, no, I played Travis in it last night, so I know he hasn't.
Realistically, I probably won't. I was telling Chris the thing about that game for me. Well, mm-hmm. I started telling him, but I want to save it for the show. The email thread we have going, where you guys are talking about all the cool stuff you can do in Mortal Kombat, and you're starting to ask technical questions about things.
Yeah.
For me, I already don't want to play it, because Mortal Kombat holds a special place in my heart that I like to call a button-mashing good time.
Yeah.
I don't want to know how to play Mortal Kombat. I just want to play Mortal Kombat and then hit pause when it says finish him and figure out how
and
to
then
do
figure
a fatality.
Out the thing. You can still do that, like, realistically. And it's not as deep as MVC3. It's not as deep as Super Street Fighter. Like, I mean, those have way more things you have to remember, it seems, going into it than, like, you share 1 meter in Mortal Kombat. Your meter is the same thing for enhanced moves or your X-rays or whatever. X-rays are the easiest things to pull up. Like, the game, in terms of balance-wise, that's where I have most of my issues, because some stuff is just so easy to do that just seems kind of like, it's not broken, obviously, it just seems kind of like not fair. It's like, oh, you did something really cool. It's like, yeah, I hit 2 buttons at the same time. that's basically what I did.
Oh,
outside
EX,
of like the juggle combos and stuff, everything's pretty freaking easy to do. And you can still, the thing is, it's the only game I feel, even if you don't know too many of the crazy combos, because you have a combo breaker that is really easy to do, takes no skill whatsoever, and you build up meter so quick. I feel even if you're just doing the basics, you can still beat pretty much whoever. Like I've been comboing people, and then I've had people just beat me doing basic stuff, and I've done the opposite. So to me, it's not that overwhelming feeling like MVC kind of gets, where there's so much stuff going on, and if you're fighting someone who's way better than you, you have no chance. If this kind of still seems like you still have it, as long as you know the specials and the basic, like you know when to uppercut, like the punish stuff, and stuff like that, you should be okay to go. Like at least
when to
at
uppercut,
this point,
that is
anyway.
After the rope spear, right?
Exactly. Pretty much after anything, and you're close enough, uppercut. On jump in, uppercut.
Oh,
and,
God.
All that shit still works. It all still works. So
I was playing the demo with Chris Faxmonsky from my show. And we got into one of those uppercut stalemates.
Oh, no.
It was uppercut, but we were holding down still. So it was uppercut, 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 and none of them.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
But I would definitely recommend it to people.
Hey, Glenn.
It's going to bring back
nostalgia. Yes, sir.
For sure.
Think of it this way, man. If you and I both end up getting it, neither of us are going to get really into it. So we can still have
there
those online times when we're bullshitting and having fun.
I've never owned a copy of Mortal Kombat. I've always just had a bunch of different friends that did. So I've never had an experience playing Mortal Kombat that didn't involve at least one person going, "Oh shit, how do you do that? That's awesome!" You know, like it was like you were constantly discovering things in the game that were cool, and then trying to do them. Like you weren't trying to integrate them in. It was just wait, stand still. Oh, I got you with the spear. That's awesome. You know,
that'll still happen here. There's so many secrets. Like I said, I got the strategy guide. There is a lot of stuff in the strategy guide does not tell you, which I don't know whether or not I'm pissed about that or I like it. Because, for instance, there's Babalities in the game, and I haven't found, or at least I haven't seen Babality inputs in the strategy guide, because I know they're there, because I've seen the videos, and I actually pulled one off by accident the other day.
Nice.
with Cyrax, I turned Sub-Zero into a baby, and he pees himself, and then slips because his foot turns into pee and ice.
Freezes. No.
That's awesome.
So
they're actually personalized? They don't just turn into babies now?
No, they
really
seem personalized.
Crappy pixel
babies. The video I've seen, I remember the old styles. But no, like Kratos, I've seen that's one I've seen the video for, is when he actually turns into a baby. He's got a little doll of the Medusa things with the tails, and he tries to pull its head off as like a baby.
Wow, okay.
That's pretty funny.
But yeah, no, I definitely recommend checking it out. I know there's a lot of haters out there. Like, I was one too. Like, looking back at Mortal Kombat, like, why the hell did I waste my time on Mortal Kombat when I could have been playing, like, Street Fighter Alpha or something like that? And even as much as I liked it at the time. Yeah, exactly. And the haters are going to hate it now. And I was one of those guys. But after you get hands on, you actually play it and put time into looking at the actual, like, if you're one of those people that like fighters for the depth and like the combo system and that whole thing and reading your opponent, and you laugh more and be like, haha, Mortal Kombat's never been about that. And you give this a chance and check it out. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised on, it's not a home run in terms of, hey, this is going to be EVO every single year for the next 10 years. Will be this year, if it will be past then, but it's definitely a good step in the right direction. I think with the right tweaks here and there, it could be a good contender, except for the fact that no one in Japan is ever going to give a shit about Mortal Kombat.
Exactly.
Right.
But yeah, check it out.
Very cool, man.
Other than that, Killzone 3, I finally started to play. I'm not that far into it, so I can't really comment much, except for it is definitely pretty. And
Killzone 3, you say?
Killzone 3, yes. Single player.
I just got it.
Oh, nice.
Yesterday.
Oh, cool. You bought it, or you get it from, like, Netflix or something?
I got it from my in-laws. They got me a lot of shit, actually.
Hey, that's cool.
They got me a bunch of Stella, so I'm like, you just planned out my weekend.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Except they definitely improved the controls, which I really like.
They did?
It definitely feels a lot tighter, yes. Yeah.
Good.
I don't feel like, oh, God, I got to adjust my aim so slightly for every little thing I do.
We got to jump online sometime then, since we both are complete virgins.
Yeah, for real. Seriously, I have not touched the multiplayer yet. So, yeah, other than that, that's it, man. Those are my big ones.
Cool. So I'm only going to mention this quickly because of how overwhelmingly disappointed I was with it. I finished the first DLC pack for Castlevania Lords of Shadow, The Revere. And, you know, the big thing about the DLC for this game is that, you know, I'm not going to spoil anything for people who haven't beaten the game, but it's supposed to tell the tale, like give you an idea of what happened to Gabe between the time he finishes off the last Lord of Shadow and the actual ending. There's a big gap in time there, and it's supposed to, like, put together, like, fit in some puzzle pieces. And this first set of DLC does that right before it says, to be continued. Fuck you, Konami. Seriously. Wow. I think it's lame. I was pretty disappointed overall with the DLC. It was very light on combat, very heavy on puzzles. Some of the puzzles were pretty cool. A lot of the platforming sucked ass. The story element is there, and I kind of like what they did with the end, but I'm just a little disappointed that there's no, like, conclusion at the for the chapter. There's not even a boss or anything that you fight. So
there's no, like, any sort of, like, closure at all.
No,
on anything.
There's no closure at all for the DLC. There's three stages, and then it says to be continued. It's like, fucking thanks.
Feed us more money.
I know. And I fucking will, too.
Of course you will.
Let's see. Portal 2, we talked about. And
we can talk about it again if you want. I've been playing it. It's pretty good.
No. So, not until next week.
3DS, something I didn't really talk about very much last week.
Oh, yeah, you didn't even talk about that at all.
Yeah, so I got...
Hey, guys, I got a 3DS, so anyway.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about.
I played PS Portable, too.
I got Ridge Racer, I got Dynasty Warriors, and I got Ghost Recon. I started out with Ridge Racer because it's familiar, you know?
And Ridge Racer.
It's Ridge Racer, and it's in 3D, and it looks just like the PSP game, pretty much.
I can't believe you didn't get Pilot Wings. I'm still...
I don't know. So Pilot Wings, good. I have a feeling there's going to be a mass amount of them very soon in the used shops. So
oh, yeah,
I'll just wait until it's ultra cheap, and then I'll get it. I am. I'm a cheap bastard.
Jesus. So you, can pay $5 less than a new copy?
He's saving
Christ
up for
Riccio.
Liam's education.
No, I'm going to wait until it's like $20, Jeff. I'm not going to buy it for $35.
Oh, well. Fine, then. You won't buy it.
I might not.
Listen, Berkeley's expensive, all right? He's going to save up.
So Ridge Racer is just Ridge Racer. As I said, it's just like the PSP one. The 3D is okay. Jeff, you have Ridge Racer, right?
I do.
Did you notice that you see like double or triple when you have the 3D all the way up?
No.
Okay. When I'm looking at the cars, like when they're just displaying the cars, mm-hmm. I see like the screens don't light up. And it doesn't really...
Really?
I can actually see ghosting of other images.
I can see a bit depending on where I'm looking at.
Yeah.
But then I did a test. I was like, well, I'm going to try this. Like, I noticed it mostly actually on Pilot Wings. I had all the way up. And Pilot Wings, like, I can't play Pilot Wings all the way up. 3D, I have to go a little bit down, probably about 3/4 the way up, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm seeing kind of double when I'm concentrating on, like, going through rings. I was like, you know, I'm going to try 3D off and see if the same shit happens. And I noticed the same thing kind of happens with my vision because I'm concentrating more on what's happening in the foreground or the background, I guess. So I don't think necessarily the 3D that was driving me insane. I think it's more or less just the way I focus on games when I'm playing them.
Okay.
But yeah, I do see what you're talking about, because at first, yes, until I got used to it. Like, I got to the point where I'd get used to having it in the middle. And then, like, I talked this whole thing a couple weeks ago where my eyes kind of get used to it. So I push it up a little bit further. So it's like, oh yeah, there, it's still in 3D. And then eventually I got it up to the point where I can play Ridge Racer on full 3D, even though it just kind of looks strange. I wouldn't say I see a lot of ghosting, but.
Yeah. For me, I actually, it's mainly when I choose a car and I can actually see like a little bit of the car to the left and a little bit of the car to the right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what I did is I just messed with the slider until I only saw one image. And that's kind of where I kept it. So it's still in 3D. It's just that I have it turned way down on Ridge Racer. Dynasty Warriors is Dynasty Warriors. The one big thing that's different about it is that, you know,
it
you're
still
not.
Sucks.
If you don't like Dynasty Warriors, then yeah, I guess it would suck for you.
And I guess instead of hitting something like A over and over again, you're hitting B.
Well, there's, you know, X and Y, really, but, yeah.
Whatever.
Have you considered ever adjusting your eyes instead of the slider? Like drinking a bunch of beer? So that...
Oh, that shit makes it fucked up. That totally works in the opposite
thing.
See
four cars?
Yeah. It actually looks 2D at that point. What's going on?
And when you put it to 2D, 3D.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god.
Wait, what if we put 2D
and every game looks so much better?
Would it be like
awesome.
60?
Because you have beer goggles on, everything looks better?
Take a 3D picture of a 3D picture. See how that turns out.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
that's fucked with your mind right there, didn't it?
I was in this...
I'm completely baffled right now. Does it become 4D? Does it actually travel through time?
Place. I was in this gaming place, and they were playing Street Fighter on an Xbox 360 on an LCD TV that was non-3D. And I had the 3DS, and I was going to take a picture, and I pointed at the TV. I go, holy shit, it made it in 3D. And I swear to you, six people came up and went, nuh-uh, and went to look. I'm like, get the fuck out. You guys bought that? Really?
I think that's probably what it fell for.
Oh, man.
No,
hey,
I mean,
Glenn,
you're
going to
hear the most like, this is, oh my god, look at this. I can't. It's all about how you sell it. If you're sitting there like,
Nintendo's magic.
Yeah, if you just say like, hey, made it in 3D, I'd be like, whatever, fucker.
Holy shit, this is in 3D.
Oh, shit. So anyway, are you enjoying it so far?
Well, you know, Dynasty Warriors is Dynasty Warriors. I enjoy
game,
Dynasty
game,
Warriors.
More, so. I mean more of the console.
The console I am, and, you know, to an extent. It's not...
Yeah, 2 hours. That's the extent.
Oh, yeah.
Go plug it in.
But, I mean I've played quite a bit of Ridge Racer, and I just recently started getting into Ghost Recon, and Ghost Recon is really cool.
I've heard it's
more of like a... You know, everywhere I see they say it's turn-based strategy. And when I think turn-based strategy, I think like hex strategy. This is more of a strategy RPG. And, the only reason I say that is because, you know, you're not pinning up units against units. You're pinning up a character against a character. That's kind of more what I'm talking about. So, one of the comparisons that I heard was, from, I think it was 1UP. They actually compared it to Valkyria Chronicles. And I can see why they did it, but it's not a good comparison. A lot of the mechanics are, I mean, the game is really good. The 3D is pretty useless. I mean, it's like, why is this even in 3D? And I mean, the 3D looks okay. It just doesn't make any sense to have it. So,
don't you just like it for the cool factor though? Like,
maybe
you don't need it. Like, I mean, I don't know. You don't need a blowjob. I mean, you can just
on the whatever, contrary, sir.
On the, yes, I was going to say. no, I mean, I leave it on, but I mean, it's like it doesn't really feel like it adds anything. I mean, I guess that's what I'm getting at. Like in something like Ridge Racer, I actually think it actually adds something because
that's why
I can see the depth of how far away the car is and
that's
shit like
why,
that.
That's just what Glenn just said.
What'd he say?
That's exact why you gotta play Pilot Wings.
Yeah, well, I've played Pilot Wings. I've played
you need
it.
To play Pilot Wings.
Whatever, I'll play it eventually.
Maybe you played it, but yeah, have you played
it? Played it.
Yeah. We're talking about masturbating now, obviously.
Oh, boy. The mechanics of the game are kind of archaic in the respect where that, like, when you move your character.
Welcome to console launch games.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I really think that this is like a DS game that they just made 3D to put on the 3DS.
I mean, totally that's what they pretty much all are. Yeah. Like right now,
not really. I mean, they're either DS games that they ported up, or they're PSP games that they ported over, and that's what I think. Ridge Racer is. Yeah.
I think the only game that was Street Fighter, because I don't think Street Fighter would have been able to be done on the DS.
No, so, no way.
The problem is, just Street Fighter. Just
nor should it have been.
I was gonna say exactly. The D-pad is fucking terrible.
The stupidest thing. I was trying to figure out in my head why, from the get-go, when I heard Street Fighter on the 3DS, I just completely blew it off. I couldn't figure out what the particular thing was, and I remember.
And then I reminded you.
Oh, I like playing with other people. How the fuck? You can't do couch play on the 3DS where you're going to have your buddy come over with his 3DS and you sit on the couch next to him with your 3DS.
Yeah,
why not?
Just turn on the fucking TV and play it on the big boy system.
I can't remember who it was. I got in this argument like on Twitter, and I was like, you're like, well, it actually works really well on the 3DS. I'm like, yeah, where are you playing it? At home? Okay, if you're at home, plug in your freaking PS3 or 360 arcade stick and play on, it's only online if you're on Wi-Fi. So, whatever.
So, you can't go anywhere.
Exactly. So, unless you know where the fuck you're going, or you're like,
I can play Street Fighter at Starbucks.
I can play Street Fighter. Yeah, exactly. And that matter of the fact that it's ridiculously hard to pull off anything in that game with that D-pad and the way the buttons are set up without using the cheat pad.
The macros, like,
call it. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, God.
And I was like, no, I don't care. I don't care how good. Yes, it looks good. Technically, it would control good if you can put like a stick. Attach a stick to it or something like that. Like everything feels
and a larger
okay.
screen.
Yeah, exactly. And it looks cool in 3D. But I'm sorry, like that's just the.
No. I just pictured
that's,
Jeff.
That's
on
why
an
I
airplane.
Didn't get it. It's I don't really have any interest for it.
I just pictured Jeff on an airplane with the 3DS folded out in front of him, duct taped to the seat, and a giant TE stick plugged into it. What are you doing? Playing Street Fighter, duh.
He taps the person in front of him on the shoulder and say, hey, can you just hold this up for me? Thanks.
Yeah, just put your hands behind your back and just hold this if you could, please. Thank you. The lady next to him, terrorist! Al-Qaeda! He's flying the plane!
That'd make my fucking FADCs a lot more fucking... better.
Do they don't have an FADC button?
Do the first thing on a stick and then just hit the ultra button on the screen. Yeah, bam! Got the bridge.
Wow.
No more double shoryuken for you.
That's so awesome, Jeff.
I know exactly. I was going to say it's also kind of an inside joke, but...
yeah.
That was amazing!
Oh, you're the best!
So yeah, Ghost Recon. Yeah.
Go Ghost Recon, sorry.
Hijacked. Moving on.
Yeah. Anything else? Terrorists?
No, what I was trying to get through is that the mechanics are a little archaic only because it's like a lot of things that this game does. I mean, it's, or I should say a lot of things that this game doesn't do have been done in these types of games for years. I mean,
years,
it's like you have to move and then attack. You can't attack and then move. If you can't like move, pick up an item and then attack. You have to either pick up the item or you have to attack. You know,
it's like Jeanne d'Arc.
I think they actually had it a little different in that one. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I mean, it's really old school. I guess maybe it's because I'm so used to Valkyria now because that's the one that I've played the most recently. And, mm-hmm. you know, you have so much freedom on when it comes to like movement and how often you can attack and shit that, yeah. I don't know, maybe it's just, that's the reason I feel like it's archaic, but, it's still fucking good. So, I mean, I've been playing it around a lot. That's all the games I've been playing, but before we move on, I was going to ask, Jeff, two things. Number one, mm-hmm. have you gotten the black screen of death yet?
No.
All right.
Apparently, you probably got that playing Ghost Recon, right?
I did, yeah.
I think that's a game thing. I don't think it's a system thing.
Really?
Because everyone I've talked to, they've gotten it playing Ghost Recon.
Yeah, I was on like my third mission or something like that. And mm-hmm. I took out a bunch of guys. There's like two guys left for me to end this mission. And all of a sudden it says, like, just turn, the whole thing goes black and it says, an error has occurred. Hold down the power button to restart the machine. I'm like, well, fuck, man.
Yeah.
And there's no checkpoints or anything, so I had to do the whole mission over again.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of lame, but.
Yeah, I don't think it's like, because I remember that was happening. I was like, oh, Nintendo's, like, the software is faulty on the 3DS or, like, in the software, the hardware. And I have not gotten one problem with it. And I've had both over an hour sittings with both, well, not Ridge Racer. I get bored with Ridge Racer after, like, a
like,
circuit.
Yeah, it's like, you do one, you do four races and you're done.
Yeah, I do exactly. And then I go back. Pilot Wings, though, I've actually played for almost from full charge to battery being done, which isn't that long, but.
Yeah. So 2 hours
I've
then?
Done it. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, okay. Not even. So, yeah.
And, how many street passes have you gotten?
I think about 9.
Oh, really?
Street passes?
I got one, and it was the fucking demo unit at Best Buy.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I live in, like, right, like, downtown Toronto. Like,
oh, yeah,
so,
okay.
What's a street pass?
Glenn, a street pass if you have your 3DS on you and you have your Wi-Fi on and you pass someone else that has a 3DS and a Wi-Fi on, you guys will, like, exchange Miis. And depending on what games you have, you'll exchange other stuff too. Like if Jeff and I were to like pass by
BD?
Each other,
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
without the fun.
That's right.
It's like Demolition Man sex.
But like if because Jeff and I both own Ridge Racer, if we walked by each other with our 3DSs, we'd exchange like ghost times on different tracks. Yeah. So.
That's kind of cool.
There's more to it than just getting
the battery, though, because my DS lasted a hell of a long time. If I wasn't using it. I had my 3DS fully charged, decided not to bring it to work for like 2 days, just had the Wi-Fi on and closed. When I opened it up, I think it was like 2 days later, it was pretty much needed recharging. That was just with the Wi-Fi on.
Wow.
Basically doing nothing else.
Yeah. I mean, there's still a lot of communication there, I think. So,
yeah.
You think they're going to be working on an extended battery for that? I mean, they have to.
They already have one. What's it called?
They do?
You can buy one. It actually does. It looks pretty cool. I haven't seen it in stores yet. I've seen it like on review sites and stuff, and they say it's really good.
The one I'm thinking of isn't out yet.
Yeah. It's about the size of like, I don't know, a PSP you attach to it.
It's really hot. Well,
the one that I saw.
Water every now and again.
Wait, I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. But the one that I saw actually bolts on to the bottom of the system and comes with its own charging dock.
That's the one I'm talking about. Like it basically replaces the bottom of the 3DS.
Right.
It makes it a little bit more bulkier, which I'm not going to lie. This system would look so much better if the top part wasn't like
the mushroom top.
Like, oh, look at me. I'm bigger than you than the bottom part. That just kind of ruins the whole aesthetic.
Apparently, that is only that's only there for aesthetics. You can actually remove that, and it looks just like a regular DS.
No. Oh, what do you mean?
Like the whole mushroom top thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, you can actually. That's like just something they put on to actually purposely make it look that way.
So you can
I was going to say, I don't know what you're talking about. The one I was messing with was symmetrical.
Actually, you know what? Can you remove this?
I mean, I don't know how to. And I don't think you can put
it
back on.
I don't think I would. So it wouldn't have that pull. Finish on it or anything. So.
Right.
Just pull and do it live right now. Your reaction recorded.
Awesome.
Snap.
I think
Cosmo is
fucking 360 or PS3 right now. I don't want to do that.
Oh.
Yeah. But I did hear of someone who had done that. And I was actually impressed. The Nyko Charge Base.
That's it.
That's the one I'm thinking of. It actually, it actually replaces the bottom of the system. It doesn't really add that much mass to it. You know, but it doubles the battery life and it comes with a different charge dock. It runs about $30 and it comes out April 30th. So I am definitely looking into that because, yeah, the battery life is pretty shit on this machine. So.
Cool.
But that is it for me. So we can move on to some news.
News.
You guys have any news? I got a few things.
Well, do your few things, and if you have something that, or if you don't have something that we want to talk about, we will talk about it.
Well, it's not really anything that we need to go into a whole lot of detail, but just things that I thought were interesting. Speaking of 3DS, in the US, it only sold about 400,000 in the first week.
That's it?
Yeah, 400,000 units in the US.
Well, that sounds ridiculous, but it's actually not too bad.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad, but I mean,
it's bad for a Nintendo launch.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
And a lot of people were expecting expecting double that for the first week.
I would have figured it like a million or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of people were thinking that, but
that's what happens with price.
Well, it's not just the price, dude. It's the casual market. I mean, you got a hold on the casual market with the DS, but now how many of those casual players are like, oh, 3DS, I already have a DS. I don't need that.
I think it's price. Because look how many people upgraded from the 3DS to the DS Lite to the DS XL, then again to the DSi.
I don't know. Not be as many as you think.
Man. It's the same. It's their second most expensive console or system they've ever released.
Yeah. But it is the most expensive console they've ever released.
Well, no, Wii was.
The Wii was $250 as well.
I thought the Wii. Yeah. So yeah, exactly. So the same price.
Yeah. But the Wii was $250 with a game.
That's true.
That's the difference.
That is true. I keep thinking, Wii was actually $279 here, or $260.
Didn't I hear in Japan that there was actually a PSP game that launched that was like a dating sim that actually caused the PSP to outsell the 3DS?
Yes. That is correct. It wasn't launch week, though. It wasn't launch
week. No, it wasn't launch week. It was like three weeks later.
Yeah, it was like the week after.
I do remember that.
Yeah, the PSP outsold the 3DS.
That's ridiculous.
And while we're on the DS topic, the DS Lite is apparently gone.
Mm-hmm. They're discontinuing it?
Yeah, apparently the DS Lite is being discontinued. The biggest reason I mention this is because this means that now the PSP is officially cheaper than the DS.
Well, because you have the DSi or XL.
Yeah, and the DSIs are $149 or something like that.
The DSi, I'm sorry, that's the sexiest portable system that's ever been made.
The DSi?
In my opinion. Oh, it's
PSP fan.
Hot.
PSP Go.
I do.
PSP Go is definitely sexy, but yeah.
The Go is very sexy.
You don't just hate on it because you never actually got anyone to let you buy it, Jeff. I never got one either.
And then
but
the two motherfuckers, the two guys who told me not to, go out and buy them.
Right?
Like, really?
Hey, I didn't go out and buy one. I got it off Craigslist for $100.
Right, yeah, it fell
if
in
you
want to
go out, if you want to go out and buy one on Craigslist for $100, now that they're officially dead, apparently.
Yeah. No.
You could do that.
I'd still take that. I still think the DSi is actually sexier. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, dude. Oh, DSi is like, it's so clean.
I like the PSP.
The Go is
better.
Definitely, I think Go is like my close second.
Yeah, the Go, I think the Go is better. I actually think the 3DS is sexier than the DSi. Outside of that mushroom top, everything else is
well, yeah,
awesome.
The mushroom ruins it.
Yeah, it does kind of ruin the aesthetic.
Dude, that's like saying that chick would have been hotter if her teeth were like, didn't look like Baraka.
Just keep your mouth closed.
Oh my god. And her arms, too, for that matter. What the fuck? Sword arms?
Anyway,
who has that?
I guess, do you have any other Nintendo news? Because there's been more stuff leaked about the new console.
Yeah, but we're going to save that.
Are we?
Yeah, we're talking about new consoles and in the future.
Yeah,
so.
True. Yeah, good point.
The only other thing I had was about Last Guardian and Ico being delayed till 2012, which...
Oh, what?
What a surprise.
I know.
Oh, Wait.
I'm not surprised, but it is still really depressing.
Now, hold on. Did you said Ico, I mean, you're saying Team Ico and Last Guardian, or are you saying the actual...
The Collection HD and collection? Last Guardian are both being delayed till 2020.
Well, that's a whole bunch of horse shit,
yeah.
Isn't it?
The Collection was supposed to be out like last month.
Right.
Yeah.
So...
And
so
I've never played either of those, so
neither have I. I played Shadow of the Colossus a little bit.
I didn't play that at all.
Oh, Shadow of the Colossus is so good, man.
This is all during my stint of getting out of console gaming for a while. I missed so many good games, and that was one of them. So I was
what was their reasoning? Did they give a reasoning why this is being delayed?
Because
it's not like, I mean, they could use some exclusives. Like, who can't, you know? Why not?
It's okay. Here's what they
said. Cooper Collection really that much higher on the
no. To provide more challenging and better quality of content to users and fulfill first party studios obligations, I decided to postpone its release timing.
You're porting the game.
Basically means Last Guardian is going to be delayed to some indefinite time. We want this game to come out at least 3 to 4 months before Last Guardian does, so there that's not going to happen unless we delay it.
Yeah, and I really think that's what it is. I mean, the Collection probably could be released now, but they want to use it as a hype generator.
Come on, quality content, I'm
like,
sure.
What's up, God of War? That's what they did.
Yep,
that's what I'm
exactly
saying.
What
all
did.
That it's going to be is up-res. They probably got with the God of War dudes, and they're like, hey, you got anything that can turn this many pixels into this many? And they went, yeah, sure, dude.
Hey, look, here it is right here.
Here you go, you download it. It's like 2 seconds. Here you go. No, you just unzip it. It's good. It tastes like no space.
And done. Now
dude,
your
Jeff's computer will
now
run
your 8
gig
game takes up 20. Here's a Blu-ray disc.
Here's a Blu-ray disc. Oh, by the way, you can charge $50. Cool.
Did you guys have any other news items?
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
we can
not,
still sit here and
really.
Try to make jokes for another 20 minutes.
I mean, I'm down.
No, I want to take a break because I'm out of beer.
I
was just about
good.
To suggest that same thing.
All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the new consoles, the next-gen consoles.
Oh, and,
the
shit.
Then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right
awesome.
Back.
It's time to wake up.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Thank you. All right, let's talk about some next-gen shit.
Yay.
So rumors have been floating around about the next Wii, or the next the Wii's successor, whatever the hell you want to call it. Apparently, it's not going to have Wii in the name. I guess they learned something.
Good. Dude, that shit was genius. Work.
Is it going to have two I's, E's, or any other vowels?
It's
going to
be Wii and then the Roman numeral 2. So it's going to be Wii! No, I'm joking.
2.
Sorry. Two. Thank you, Amplify Gamers. So yeah, some things have been flying around about this. Some companies already have development kits, and there's actually a rumor saying that they're not going to have any first party games at launch, which is unusual.
That is, except for Skyward Sword, because they're probably going to delay that when the Wii 2 comes out.
Yeah, there's a rumor about that too, and I think that's kind of lame.
Yeah.
Especially when you think about the fact that, they did that with Twilight Princess, but the game looked the same on the GameCube because, after all, the Wii is two GameCube stages.
I honestly don't think they're actually going to do it again. They have way too much of an install base on the Wii deck to do that again and fuck over everybody.
Does anybody besides me hope that they do a gag and they actually, on the announcement day trailer of the official announcement, they actually just show two Wii's duct taped together.
It's now 6 DVD cases thick.
We call this the Wee Wee.
The Wee Wee. You've been thinking about that all day, haven't you?
I wish. No, it just came to me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. They were talking about like a new Star Fox title which is probably like Star Fox 64 HD or some stupid shit like that.
No, that's on the 3DS, man. Come on.
It's not HD, it's just 3D. This will be HD.
My bad.
It's going to be the same game, probably.
All right, well, before we go into the thing, then, we might as well talk about this. We're going to talk about it in news, then. Because the specs of it, they were kind of leaked.
Yeah, I figured we'd kind of start off with Project Cafe, they're calling it. Just kind of start off with that and then move into emails and voicemails and shit and see where we go.
We'll take a little bit of Mario with a, mochaccino latte. Maybe like one of those brownies. Brownie's pretty. Oh, what? $4? Oh, not the brownie.
What?
I don't know. Brownies are fucking ridiculous at those places. Fuck, man, I like my brownies and it costs like $4 to go to Starbucks. DRX, fuck you, Starbucks. Your brownies are too fucking expensive. Fuck you.
And your coffee's not good. How about that? How about your coffee sucks, Starbucks?
But your yogurt's maybe work spectacular.
Moving on.
All right, so the big thing about this whole, all the rumors that are coming out is this controller. And we touched on this a little bit last week on the live show, but LCD touchscreen on the controller. And, what it's going to do. What do you guys envision in this situation for them? I mean...
Jeff, you can go first, Jeff.
No, that's cool.
Well, I mean, one of the things that I know that they've talked about is, like four-player split-screen games, they're going to actually take the 25% of the screen that is your screen and put it on the controller.
Okay.
I've heard.
So you're playing a portable that's plugged into a
to
box
a console. Yes, you're playing a portable system plugged into a console.
It's not 3DS because it has to be plugged into the wall the whole time.
Pretty much, yes. Except it's not 3D. It's HD.
It's not wireless because they last like 45 minutes.
Right. Can I tell you honestly what I envision? I envision them getting rid of this stupid idea. Stop it. Just make a controller. Stop it, Nintendo. Please.
But they have to innovate, dude. Everything
has
to innovate.
No, they don't. The thing is, they don't.
Make a good console with good games and a regular controller, and they will fly off the shelf. Please.
But they won't.
I know.
They won't. There's got to be a gimmick.
They got to find a way to hold on to the fucking market that they already have their iron grip on.
But that's the thing. It's like...
Which is not even that much of an iron grip. I think they're so full of themselves, and they're not... They're kind of ignorant to how many Wii buyers actually play their console.
And that's okay. So here's my thought on that aspect of it. They're going to fall into the same trap that they did with the 3DS. You know, the 3DS was priced pretty high for what it was.
Hell yeah.
And there's a lot of casual players out there that are probably not jumping on because it's like they think, "Hey, I've already got a DS. Why do I need that?" So now they're saying that this new like Wii successor is going to be in the neighborhood of 350 to 400. And
is that what they said?
That is what they're saying. That's expensive.
That is ridiculous. Considering they said, okay, the specs that have kind of like leaked or whatever, on paper, it's basically the equivalent of like a 360 or PS3. So that both PS3 and 360 are making money right now.
Yes.
So if they're going to have something just on par with that and charge about $100 more than what these consoles are charging, well, if not now, by at least this holiday, how the fuck do they expect to pull that off?
With no
and that's
no
the
games.
Thing, yeah, and yeah. And that's the thing. You take that, and then you again include the idea that most of the people that bought the Wii just bought it because it was a casual little thing that they wanted. You know, they thought it looked cool, and well, I don't see that happening with them again. I mean, they've played that card.
The problem with the Nintendo business model is Nintendo with the Wii were making a profit on each console that went out
ever.
Right. So they didn't give a shit if you bought a game because they were already fucking millionaires just from selling the billions of consoles that flew out the door, you know?
Their consoles print money.
So in this case, though, if they want to make something that's going to be competitive, they have to accept the fact that they're going to have to wait and make their turnaround profit on the software and give away the hardware, which is what consoles have been doing, which is what a lot of PCs have been doing, even if you go to the big box HPs and everything. It's what cell phone providers have been doing for years. It's a working business model. They give away the hardware, and they get you on a service contract. They get you on software out the door, that kind of stuff. And we is the only company that's just kind of been fighting it, going, no, we want to make money on everything. We want to make money on the piece of hardware we send out the door. We want to make money on all the software we sell after the fact. We don't ever want to be operating in a loss. But that means that their need for innovation gives you shitty, shitty innovation that nobody ever asked for. You know?
Well, it's not even that. It's not even. I mean, everyone looks at them as being innovative, and it's not even innovative. It's refined. It's innovation that's been there before. It's just they just refined
it.
I mean, think about everything they've done. They did like even with the DS when it first came out. Hey, look, it's a portable console with a touchscreen. That's been done before. You know. Hey, now we have this motion controller. Well, is it really that much different from, you know, what you could do with, or what they could have done with, like, the PSI? I mean, it's different, it's there.
For that matter, is it that much different from what the fucking Power Glove did?
Yeah, Power Glove did.
It's better, it's obviously more refined, but... It's the same idea. Throw the sensor on top of your TV and wiggle your fucking hand around. It's the same idea.
The big difference is that the sensor is smaller.
They were fucking brilliant in the fact that it fucking worked. The problem with it is, they alienated kind of the core users of Nintendo products, or basically console products at that point.
Agreed.
Could you imagine if the Wii was on par with, like, 360, or even just slightly less powerful than the 360, where the third-party publishers could actually port their games to that system, so it would have the Nintendo first parties in HD, like high-res graphics, great fidelity, and have all these third parties? It would have been ridiculous, but they took the... You know, they went and decided to charge cheaper than the 360 was, which not a lot at the time. The graphics were barely better than the GameCube.
If at all, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And now I think they're kind of between a rock and hard place because now they're both saying this is going to be just as powerful as a 360 or PS3. Well, good shit. That's great now if you come out and say it's going to be like $300. But then what's going to happen a year and a half from now? Sony and Microsoft can be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, and they're gonna basically increase the gap more than it was in the first place.
Yeah, and then no one's gonna... Well, the thing is, Nintendo can hope for two things. One, that the third-party developers will pick their platform to develop like the lead on, which I highly doubt if it's only around that same place, PS3 or whatever. Or it's gonna be the same thing all over again. They will have, for a year, they'll have the first system to the market where everything looks awesome and great, and hey, we're finally playing Smash Brothers and Zelda and what Mario Kart in graphics that we have been seeing for the past 5 or 6 years, and a year and a half from now, it's basically right back to the Wii again, where everything else is
miles ahead,
blowing it out of the way. Absolutely. Miles ahead, and if they're going to price it this range, miles ahead for probably $50 to $100 more.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. It's actually there's something on a hard rock place, and that test contents. But at the same time, they're still going to make a killing if they can sell to, like, even a quarter of what they have with the Wii.
It's got that Nintendo badge on it.
Exactly, yeah. And it's, I don't know, ridiculous.
What I'm waiting to see what happens with the NGP when that rolls out. you know, pricing and everything else, because if
pricing's
they,
the
I'm telling you, if Sony gets the pricing right on this friggin' thing,
I think they will.
They
if
could
they
kill
can mash,
Nintendo.
If they can mash 3DS, it's done.
I still think that they will release it too fast.
Dude, I don't
I think so.
I don't want to get my my hopes up. I really don't, because this thing blows the technology out of the water.
Yeah, but
3DS
Jeff,
completely.
Think about it. It's all technology they
it's
already have.
It's all old tech. That's
it's
what looks
all
good.
Old tech.
Yeah, there's no R&D in it. It's
the PSP, though.
Mm,
no,
and the
PSP
not really, because like, it had the UMD drive. It had all that other stuff going on. I mean, this is basically...
The screen, and it was trial and error. It was, you know, because that was their first attempt.
Yeah.
They're like, okay.
I mean, they've got the
capacity
to touch screens already.
Okay, well, look at their latest attempt, the Go, which is $299 on fucking launch, which is ridiculous.
Agreed, and I'm sure they learned a very valuable lesson.
That's
with
what
that
I'm saying. If they've learned their lesson, and they can price at the same price as 3DS, because a lot of people, like Chris said, like 3D is like basically like a gimmick. You prefer to turn it off on some games. Where so technically that is the only selling point. Above and beyond, yes, it's a more powerful system than the 3DS is, but nothing.
But it's still not powerful. It's still not more powerful than. Well, I mean, it's more powerful than a PSP, but not enough to make a difference.
Well, no.
Ridge Racer looks like the PSP game.
Well, it's a launch game, too, though, so I don't really count
right.
that. They probably literally
count, I think.
Yeah,
so,
until something's actually developed for the 3DS, like after the full dev kits were like in their possession, then I won't judge that. Because that's like, dude, look at PS3 and 360 first generation games.
They're not pretty.
But it's like they need to literally get that to $249.99. Bang on. Not like $299 and say, hey, we're this much more powerful. No, because that average customer that walks into a GameStop...
A soccer mom buying something for their kid.
That's still $50 more, and then there's Nintendo brand recognition and the Sony thing that is just $50 more. They need to match it. They need to at least match it. If anything, maybe go under it, which I don't think they're going to do.
No, they won't go
but
under it. There's
here's
no way.
The thing. If they match the price on that, and Nintendo comes out with this this kind of half-assed attempt at a new console, at least what seems like a half-assed attempt at a new console.
Yeah.
Sony and Microsoft, between the two respectively, could bury Nintendo in this next generation. If they win in the portable war, they will definitely win in the console war.
Well, that's the thing. Regardless of how good the NGP comes out to be, I don't think they will win the portable war.
I think Nintendo is just
known for it at this point.
I don't know.
So.
Well, then you can say the same thing about the Wii, though, too. It's, I don't know, because I think Sony's big thing was price. Like they were the PSP was a great freaking system when that came out. That thing as a portable,
expensive as balls,
was awesome. Expensive as balls, but looked fucking. You were like,
it wasn't expensive as balls. It was $250, just like the 3DS was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
First launched, it was
$250. Also, like, yeah, I thought it was like $300. That was $299. The thing was also 6 years ago or something like that.
No, yeah, it was. Yeah, that's the thing. It was 2005, I think it was 2005. But yeah, it was $250 on launch day. I got it on launch day.
Yeah, and it was pretty expensive for a handheld. It was more expensive than a PS2 was at the time.
I agree. Yes. That
so
is true.
That's like kind of looking like kind of weird. But if they can, like, I think if they can price it right and get the same kind of feel out there, like you can play the same type of games. Because, I mean, people will say Nintendo brand hardware will always be like, okay, Nintendo's everyone's head. They're going to put them on the forefront. But Nintendo branded software doesn't exactly sell that well on the DS. Like, outside of Mario games. Okay, Mario games sell fucking ridiculous.
Mario and Zelda.
But, I mean,
the traditional
stuff. Zelda's still kind of iffy, like, in terms of, like, the people that buy, like,
yeah, it seems to be back and forth.
The amount of 3DSs that are out there, I keep saying 3DSs. the amount of DSs that are out there and the amount of like Zelda spirit tracks that were sold, it's not that impressive.
That's true.
Or like the Metroid Prime Hunters or anything like that. Like I said, I think if Sony can still steal away from what Nintendo has done.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with
you. And in Japan, the shit's almost like PSP's up. Doing great in Japan.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, PSP is doing really well in Japan.
Thanks entirely to Monster Hunter.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Monster Hunter and dating sims, apparently.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Hey, I got your numbers for you, by the way. It launched at $249 in the US and $299 in Canada, respectively.
That's why.
There you go.
So it was both $250 and $300.
That's correct. Nice. All right, how about an email real quick?
Let's sure. do it. Oh, God.
All right,
yes,
since we, right, since right, we haven't really touched on the other two companies as much as far as the consoles go, we'll get started.
Okay.
This is from Jeff Wildman, otherwise known as Mr. Better Tomorrow.
These are what we want, right? This is what we're expecting.
Yeah, we're expecting.
Yeah, this is, okay, cool. This is kind of like a free... It was kind of like a free-for-all, so...
I like it. So we're going to get machines that give hand jobs out of this. I can guarantee you somebody's going to write that
what,
in.
You don't have that? Custom firmware.
Pac-Man Fleshlight? What?
It also makes sandwiches.
So glad she doesn't listen to this show.
All right, here we go. Hey, gents. First off, thanks for the kick-ass Saturday night. I had a blast at the live show. Hope I wasn't too much of a drunken jackass. You were not, sir. That was me.
I was about to say, were you watching the live show?
No. It's like if you were a drunken jackass, you just fit in with the rest of us.
Listen, motherfucker.
And can't wait for next month, though my kidneys sure can. Okay. What's next month? Can't wait for the next. Oh, I'm sorry. Can't wait for the next show. Sorry, my bad. I would like to hopefully
wow,
answer the
totally
question.
Wow, you totally fucked that up.
Dude, I suck at reading out loud, dude. I really
Way
do.
To go, Chris.
I trip over myself and I add shit in.
I know,
crazy.
But you mixed month with show.
Why don't
Jesus.
You send me an
No, he
email.
Didn't say show. He just said, I can't wait for next. And that's it. I would like to hopefully answer the question of the week. Unfortunately, I haven't listened to the recorded version yet. And between the beer and repeat jokes.
Streets of Rage? Or Pizza of Rage?
Pizza of Rage. in the shout box, I only vaguely remember what it was. I think you asked what we wanted in the next generation of consoles. I hope so, because here's what I have on the subject. And I will try to keep it short. There are just some things that I personally like.
Pete Fighter 4. God damn it.
This pretty much applies for all 2.5 major consoles.
2.5.
2.5. I'm sorry, PS3.
Snap. Hey,
that's 2.5 in itself with the size of the goddamn thing.
I had to play my Xbox card, sorry. As you were.
I want all games in 1080p. I'm looking at you, Sony.
Really?
Really what?
Well, they
you
promised
want all your
it.
Games in 1080p?
Yeah, why
well,
not?
Sony promised that for
I just
PS3
don't,
and never
I just don't care that much. 720p looks
fine. Nah, it doesn't really matter.
Fine.
It looks fine. Yeah.
I want more polygons before I want 1080p.
Hell yeah.
I want everything on a disc. The only thing I can think of that would be worse than the apocalypse is pure digital age. I love having my games, movies, music on the disc.
Waiting.
I think it's a great way to handle this apparent down. Pending digital doom is to release games. Oh, wait. Sorry. I think a great way to handle this apparent pending digital doom is to release games iTunes style. They have every new release available off games on demand and retail. Then those who want a digital copy can have it. So he wants to have it on disc and digitally. Hmm. I would like to see a good paid online service for all consoles. Yes. Some people may want to give me shit for that, but paid is better.
No.
And for some consoles... I would like to say friend codes must die.
Oh, God.
Yes.
But I doubt that will happen.
3DS is a good step in the right direction, but still
in
far
a fire.
Off.
Yeah. Yeah. It's That's the thing. The 3DS, I mean, it is a step in the right direction, Jeff, but it still pisses me off that
you can't send them online, which I think is retarded.
Yeah.
Or like,
here's the thing.
Like like,
I put your friend code in my 3DS. Yeah. You haven't put yours in mine in yours yet. So we're still
Are
not
you serious?
Friends. Yeah.
Did you put well? That's because I don't want. To
I know you don't play it, so.
So I don't want to be here, no, but it is cool that like
I gotta add your shit.
The Wi-Fi thing you're talking about that you can
it doesn't even
walk
let me
past
know
each other.
Sorry.
That's the thing. It doesn't send a request or anything.
No, it doesn't
like
send
that.
Anything to me saying like, hey, this person who might be a sexual predator is trying to get in contact with you. Do you know this person?
Maybe
yes.
Maybe they can apply an update to the Wii so you could get like extension cords and like rub the Wiis next to each other and exchange friends information.
I would like to
anyway.
I would like Sony and Microsoft to leave their controllers untouched. As for
Thank
Nintendo,
you.
Please make yeah. all games waggle optional.
Actually, I want to change Sony's controller a little bit.
No, I like it.
I would change a couple things. The only thing,
oh,
well,
change,
actually,
change.
The only
oh,
the main
change
thing,
the triggers for sure.
Yeah, the triggers need to
really?
Change.
Yeah,
and at least make them like pointed out so they feel
and
better on your fingers.
I would put them concave.
Yeah, concave sticks instead of convex sticks.
Yeah. And also, I would honestly, I like the way how one is a little bit above the other on the 360 stick. I don't know what it is. I feel weird playing first-person shooters with the
PS3. See, I'm the exact opposite. I think it feels better on the PS3 one because it's like a symmetrical feeling for me.
I like them.
All right,
both.
You know what?
It's like a straight Goldilocks here.
Adjustable fucking like sticks. There you go. Have a little switch. Like, but dude, I'm gonna say this right now. He's bang on the money with a paid subscription. I don't care.
Right.
If you like PSN, yes, PSN is great for what it is, and it is.
It would be better if you paid $50 a month for it.
Yeah, a year. A month would be retarded.
Yes. Yeah, sorry.
No one would ever play online if it's a month.
Hey,
yeah.
Stella is a great beer.
and realistically, $50 a year is stretching it. You can find shit going on Amazon and all stuff for like $30 a year. Like, they do deals all the time. Yeah. And I'm
The point being, they reinvest that money into the infrastructure of the system.
Exactly.
So it's they can offer you more. It's a sturdier environment. Voice chat works.
How many times has PSN been down in the past month and a half?
Hey,
because of all this crap.
How many times ever since Super Street Fighter came out have we played online and not talked in Skype on PS3?
I think there was that one time until someone else joined. It was like,
right.
And ever since then, Skype.
It doesn't work. It doesn't matter if it's free, if it doesn't work. If somebody offers me a free Geo Metro with no engine, I'm not going to take it because it doesn't work.
Exactly. And apparently what's called Dead Nation was patched like a month ago for voice chat. When you're paying for a service that someone provides, in this case with Microsoft, every single game that is online has voice chat because it's integrated the infrastructure of the OS.
And that's what it needs to be.
With, when you get a dev kit from Microsoft, they go, okay, and you need to use this code for chat and this code for in-game music and fun making your game.
Yeah, and I don't think people understand that. Like, I can understand, yes, it is free, and you can be like, I don't want to pay a few dollars a year. That is fine. But for someone to actually say that PSN, if you're taking like literally on what each one offers and stability and everything like that, everyone ever says PSN is better than Xbox Live, if you were to put a cost on it, I can't help but
I'd have to disagree myself too.
Yeah, I'm just like, this is why I get this reputation, because it's because it's, you have to experience it. And it's
no, I 100% agree with
you. It's crazy.
I 100% agree with you.
I've gone at times when I've played my PS3 for like 2 or 3 months straight and haven't touched my 360, but I never once thought of canceling Xbox Live. So like, if I don't have that shit, I'm just, not gonna.
I was getting the nerve itch. I was like, oh, my Xbox Live is about to run out. What do I do?
How am I gonna talk? Let me finish off his email real quick.
Yeah.
Still going.
Assuming the trophy achievement system sticks around. I would like to see them do away with multiplayer achievements.
Agreed.
Hell yeah.
Currently, they do far more harm than good. Nintendo will have a similar system. Probably will be like stars that you unlock, and what's your star level going to be? That's probably accurate. It'll be like, you get coins. It's like, congratulations, you unlocked a coin.
You got extra life points.
That's all I really got. Thanks, guys. Better tomorrow.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, better tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
A lot of good points in there.
Yeah.
Good list. Yeah, and it wasn't ridiculous. I was expecting some more like ridiculous antics. Like, I want a microwave that cooks food and gives me beer while blowing me, and I play video games.
If my high pocket isn't cooked by my console in 3 seconds, fuck that shit.
Well, actually, you could probably put it on one of your consoles and cook it. So.
That's such a good point.
That actually just made me really happy thinking of a console that would make a fucking meatball and mozzarella hot pocket.
Oh, shit.
God. I gotta go. I gotta go make that. I'll be right back.
Cool.
All right. Well, what other things do you guys think that will be added to next-gen consoles?
I don't fucking know.
You know what I would like to call that Microsoft's going to end up doing because they have to?
What's that?
Blu-ray.
I think they're going to too.
They need to.
They have
to.
No choice. They have to. No choice.
And I think Nintendo is going to as well.
I think it's a good business decision. Like, I don't know. Were we talking about this in like a thread? I don't know where I was talking about this before. Possible. Whether it was on Retroids or whether it was in an email thread. It was like, there's no way that Microsoft would ever give money to Sony. I'm like, no, they would, because it's a good business decision. That's the way shit happens. Like, Sony TV and Sony computer entertainment are totally separated.
Right.
I've seen a bunch of different displays of Sony 3D TVs actually advertising Xbox 360 and PS3, because the more people they get out there saying, this shit works on what you have, the more TVs are going to sell.
The well, and it's not like Blu-ray is just owned by Sony.
It's, no, right. It's not.
There's more companies, like, there's more people in the
conglomerate. They're partners. Right. They're partners in, like, exactly. The creative, yeah, so they didn't invent Blu-ray. It's like now they're like, oh, this is shit.
They were
shit.
A major contributing factor to the creation
yes,
of Blu-ray.
Yes.
However, but they do not own that technology.
Exactly.
Really, they were the bigger push for why it's a success for including it
in the
PS3.
PS3. Same
That's
way
a huge
DVD
reason why
was
that format one.
Exactly. Hell yeah. And I think that would be, it just makes sense, business-wise, for both, for all parties involved. It would just make sense.
Can I go on a little euphoric kind of something I would
hell
love to see
yes,
that I know will not happen?
Go for it.
What's that?
I would like whatever consoles come out in the future to have some form of, even if you have to pay extra for it,
okay,
a way for the networks to all talk to each other so that my copy of whatever I'm playing can play with your copy of whatever you're playing, regardless of what console you're on.
Oh, okay, yeah, so that's...
I'd like to be able to do multiplayer. Like, say there's a Halo that comes out
mm-hmm.
for more than one system, just because I'm having trouble thinking of a cross-platform.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Well, Portal 2 just came out, and it's got co-op, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's say that you're on 360 and I'm on the PS3. We're talking next-gen, though?
Yeah.
I would like to be able to play the same co-op game with each other, even though we're on different consoles. We're playing the same game.
It happens with PC. Why the hell can't it happen with home consoles?
Right, you can have a million different PCs that all talk on the same internet. We're all on the internet, guys. I don't know if you know. It's the same fucking network.
Yeah, you're still paying your fee to Microsoft. You're still either not or not paying the fee to Sony.
That would also require the infrastructures of the two networks to be
exactly
to be too similar.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. To be honest,
I don't know. PS the Portal 2, you can play PS3 and Mac users, can't you?
You can play PS3 and PC.
Not Mac, though?
I think you do on Mac. It's Steam. PS3 and Steam. So
okay. So, yeah. So, yeah, Steam's just...
But because networking is networking. Like, it's all its own thing. You're,
right,
you're,
but
your
all,
network
of the online, all the online servers for the PS3 Steam are all... Or, I'm sorry, PS3 Portal 2 are also done on Steam servers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well...
So that... I think I see what Glenn's saying. It's not like...
What I'm saying is, as far as the actual language...
You would have to have a separate infrastructure that would be, like, a network that both
But
use.
You really wouldn't, because what I'm saying is, they have to try to not have the same infrastructure. Like, they have to go out of their way to say, I want a proprietary server. Because the internet is the goddamn internet. All networks talk to each other the same, unless you're passing around Token Ring, which, like, five people just laughed at.
I'm one of them, at least.
Nobody's doing that. It's not happening. You know, everybody's working with Ethernet-based, IP-based networks. It's all happening that way. You have to try.
But there's
to
still
software
there's still
lockdown.
Servers and operating systems on servers that are involved. And
right, but
that would
all...
that would mean that Microsoft would have to have a server set up that did not run Windows, because nobody fucking uses Windows on a server. You know, in a server environment and runs Windows. Nobody uses them. It's all Linux or some Unix-based software operating system.
See, but even if they're... It's not like Linux servers don't talk to Windows servers, Chris. I
well,
mean,
that's
they
true,
work
but...
just fine. It's not,
I don't know.
It's
there's,
not a problem
there's, it's,
there.
I think there's
and when
more
you're talking about
there.
Software that you're developing, Portal 2 plays the same on all three... platforms that you can currently
and they're
get
compiled for. in three different environments as well.
Right, but they
unless,
play the
unless
same,
you're
and
running
their netcode has got to be basically the same, save a couple little things to say, are you an Xbox Live Gold subscriber? Then put it out. You know what I mean? And those things are the walls that are put up that prevent these things from talking to each other. It's not like they all made their own three things and then said, oh shit, these won't work together. They said, fuck you, I want you to buy a PS3 to play with other PS3 players, so I'm going to make it hard for you not to. That's the problem.
I think it's more complicated than that.
Well, I've got the networking degree, so fuck you.
And I have the programming degree, so fuck you too. So both of us have equal
well,
input from two
different
areas. Obviously,
your networks
aren't
compatible, so, right. So fuck you both. By the way, I just got back from going to the washroom, so I'm saying.
Okay, let's see. What's next? you want to do a voicemail? It's a long one, so might as well get out of the way.
Let's do it.
And it's in two different parts. So
what?
Yeah. We say 5 minutes, but Google Voice only lets you go up to 3. And I didn't get a chance to actually record these and chop them together.
Okay.
Here we go.
To be continued.
What?
PSN 08 or my penis 08 or whatever you want to call me.
Okay, penis.
Calling in for the question of the week. What do the systems for the next generation consoles have to do to impress people? Okay, I'm going to just get down to the basics. The first two ones, Xbox and PS4, or the Xbox 720, or whatever the hell it's going to be called. Let's just say PS4 can basically do whatever the PS3 is doing, but for God's sake, add the multi-card reader back in, add multiple USB ports back in, and make it backward compatible. If you're going to use disc games and that, make it backward for previous PS or PlayStation games from 1 to 3. And, yeah, if people want to download games, that make it a little bit cheaper to download the games. I mean, if you're downloading content, it should not cost the same or more to download it. It should be at least a little bit cheaper, $5 or $10 cheaper, because you're not getting the manual or the case or nothing, and they're saving a shitload of fucking money off of that. And the same goes with Xbox. I don't have one, but, you know, they really need to get into the Blu-ray or get into higher depth content and that, but. And I think the PlayStation Store should start doing some things that the Xbox does, and the Xbox should do what the PSN does, you know. Make it kind of interesting. See who's better on using this technology. Now put a Nintendo Wii, fucking A, put HD in your damn system, and get rid of that waggle. Oh, that's another thing. PlayStation.
Hey, now, excuse me while I go play with Move.
Move and connect. Fuck that. I don't want it. I don't need it.
Okay.
Other controllers are good enough for me. But for Nintendo, amazing. Get rid of your goddamn family friend code shit, too. You don't need friend codes. Just do that. Put a hard drive in there and stop being afraid of everyone hacking your system. Your system's been hacked no matter what. They hacked the Wii. Everyone's getting hacked. It's not, you ain't going to stop it. Unless you go after them like Sony does.
Why don't you have a seat over there?
But I think they should get a nice 1080p graphics and that, and start coming up with the same type of games. Come up with some more unique games than that. I mean, if you're going to make it family-type games than that, make something different. Not Mario Party 55 or whatever coming out, because people are getting sick of it.
I'm out of the loop.
Thinking what I was saying, basically, what I was trying to say is that Nintendo really needs to put a new system together. I mean, the waggle stick is, to me, annoying. I got rid of mine so 3 months after I bought it because, actually 2 months, because I got sick of swinging that damn thing around, and I got bored off of the games.
Please say sick of swinging that damn thing
around. If you want to make games for hardcore players, or as they would call themselves, or something, do away with the little kitty graphics and put something else in there. Sure, Akami might have looked great in that, but, you know.
Well, pardon me.
And I think your next question should be, what would you, for next week should be, what would you have for the handheld game systems? And I got some good
3D
stuff I'd like to put down on Nintendo and that, and because what would you to add to the next generation of handheld systems, and what would you like to see taken away to make it more, more interesting, more tempting for somebody to buy? And
I can't wait for part two.
Like I said, do away with the kitty graphics on Nintendo. Get rid of the waggle-ness on PS3 or the next PlayStation. And get rid of the goddamn Kinect, because the Kinect ain't doing shit for Xbox except for humiliating themselves or just killing the system off faster. But, yeah. All right. This is Mike, PSN08, signing out. And one more thing for you, Aaron, Mr. Jeff. I'm sorry, I can't do a moose thing. Got a cold.
You didn't do it right.
Oh, well, I tried. Bye.
He didn't do it right.
All right.
There's so many different variations. I don't even know if I can do it right anymore.
He sounded like he got shot, though. He's like,
I can't even do it anymore.
It's like you got punched in the stomach and your diaphragm spasming. You're like, that's a very specific thing.
All right. One thing I can tell you that everyone is probably going to bitch about and agree with Mike, and it'll never happen, is downloadable games versus physical copies.
Never happen.
They're always going to be the same, and it's all because of the retail stores. It's all because of GameStop.
It's not even because of GameStop. Until digital downloads can actually compete with retail numbers, there's no freaking way they can do that. There's no way. Because they can't be like, hey, our downloadable percentage is about 7% of what we sell at retail. So, you know what? We're going to make this cheaper. Retail goes, oh, really? So we're just not going to sell your product.
Basically, yeah.
Right.
So I don't think it's the thing about GameStop, which is basically until those numbers, digital downloads,
no one's
can compete with retail.
Well, that's the thing. And it's the same. I mean, we're talking about pretty much the same concept. It's just retail in general. I'm saying GameStop as an example.
Mm-hmm,
but retail in general, I mean, they run the risk of not having the retail presence, and they can't risk that.
They can't do that.
Because
right
that's where all of their money comes from.
Well, they do have other overhead to consider. Like, I have to imagine it's still a good deal cheaper, but you do have servers and bandwidth and other considerations.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, too. That's true,
too.
So
there's no overhead, but it should be less than stamping out discs. It really should.
Yeah. And printing manuals and making boxes.
Even retail, right. A lot of companies, EA has come out, Activision's come out, they're not going to do manuals anymore.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mortal Kombat doesn't have a manual.
Hey, I got a question. You know,
I bet it's got 18,000 ads in that spot, though.
Like, Xbox, if you've got multiple discs that come out for your game, mm-hmm. you pay a licensing fee per disc. How's that work?
Right.
If it's on demand
something
or digital?
Like that. Oh, well, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Because I'm pretty sure it's Final Fantasy 13 on demand right now. If so, that's a crazy ass download.
Yeah, if you've got a 20 gig hard drive, you're screwed.
Yeah, I don't know
if you would like to learn how to upgrade your.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't pay for that because you're not paying for the licensing of the disc at that point. It's basically.
Right, but I wonder if it's a higher licensing fee to do digital than it is because since you'll never have to do more than one, you know, it's one file. It's always going to be one file.
Yeah.
So do they charge like by the size? Do they charge by the meg? By the gig? Something like that for licensing?
That is a good question. I do not have the answer to that question.
Because these are all things that go into the cost of the overhead. You know, it's got to be different on each one. So I have to imagine that that's also got a good deal to play into it. But it really seems like it should still be a lot cheaper because
it definitely is. That's why Valve's pushed Steam so much. Because
we all have web pages, you know? We all have web pages. We all have servers that we put up with a pretty considerable amount of bandwidth that gets used. I'm sure it's only a fraction of what goes out, but even if it's only a fraction, it's not that expensive.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's probably considerably cheaper than retail. In terms of like big releases, millions of dollars, most likely.
You'd think so, yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know. Another thing I was going to say, like, the motion's shit, as much as we hate it, the Wii's fucking selling,
and
I'd say as
so
much
is
as
Kinect and Move.
I was going to say, no, Move apparently is not selling. If you look at
selling,
it's apparently not moving at all. And Kinect apparently is, but because people are buying the bundles. And the thing is, the Kinect is arguably the worst out of the three.
I would agree with that.
But because they fucking nailed the marketing and they did what Nintendo did and just fucking said, you know what? Who cares if this shit sucks? We're going to make it look like it's fun for the whole family and that's all we're going to care about.
Well, I know that.
And pack it in.
I know that they're using the shipped numbers, but I mean, Sony's saying that they shipped like 8 million Moves. Like Move controllers.
Mm-hmm.
So
worldwide or just in North America?
I would think it would be worldwide, yeah.
Worldwide. Yeah, see, that sounds pretty decent.
I don't have a problem with motion controls either as long as you keep them optional.
Right. I agree with that.
Don't
big
force
time.
It on.
Right. Yeah. Don't give me a game that has and here's the Move section. Oh, fuck you.
I 100% agree.
God.
100% agree.
I don't know why I don't think Microsoft or Sony should have even jumped in that pool to begin with, but
no, I see why they did. I absolutely see
I can see
it's
why
a whole market
but,
that's cornered by the Wii. So they can now say, hey, we do that too, and we're
Media
Center.
But Sony didn't do it.
Plus, it extends the life of their systems.
Sony did, hey, here's our regular games with Move Control, which isn't going to tap into that pool that Nintendo's swimming in. Whereas Kinect was like, our shit likely sucks, but hey, look, we can play dumb party games.
Well, they've got some dumb party games on the Move.
Oh, yeah, well, the launch ones. Exactly. There's not out there. Now it's more like play Killzone 3 with Move, play Socom 4 with Move.
With Move.
That's not going to be sold to grandma
and
grandpa.
First-person shooters, and they want to try and market that shit like it's just as Twitch control
as a
PC.
No,
fuck
no,
you. All
no,
right.
Not even close.
Keyboard and mouse is still the way to go for... If you want fast Twitch motion controls on FPS, you need a keyboard and mouse.
I would take controller over Move or Kinect or any or Wii any day for that shit. I'm sorry.
But I'll still take a WASD and a mouse over... anything in a
I wouldn't only
shooter.
Because I'm not really
you're not used to it
I'm not used to it but I know I'm not gonna be the guy like well no control is better no I know mouse keyboard is definitely better and more precise I'm just not used to it so
because that's why they can't like speaking on the why you know they don't go internet work a few different games have tried to go to do PC to console crossovers for first person shooters
doesn't
and
work.
They just kind of they said no this isn't working out they did the beta testing and they're like PC guys have an obvious edge because you just can't turn around nearly as fast.
And then when they try to do it, they gimp the PC version that pisses off the PC players and they don't play the game. So, yeah. Fuck motion control. That's what I'm going to do.
We just make it optional. It's really not that big
a thing where we just never talk about Kinect, Move, or Wii ever again.
I absolutely agree. So I just got a Move bundle.
Actually, my buddy just got a PS3. Literally, he called me today. He's like, hey, dude, I just got a PS3. I got one off Craigslist. You saw him. This is like, he had some games where he had this thing called the Move. Wasn't even open. He's like, I didn't know what the fuck it was, so I sold it. the day he got it, he's like, yeah, I'm like, it's like the Wii shit. He's like, yeah,
what the fuck is this dildo? I don't know.
It's like anyone tells me I'm gonna buy the Kinect. No, don't buy it. Just don't even fucking buy it. Buy two or three games instead. You'll be happier.
How big of a jump are we gonna see as far as like graphics?
Graphics wise, like power, I think we'll see a pretty decent one. I think we'll see a good enough one where it makes PC gamers kind of be like, okay, I can't say that like, we're this right or else PC gamers they get really, really, really pissy.
Right.
Bitchy. They're like the bitchiest out of gamers ever.
Well, you're never going to get a PC gamer that's going to convert over to console because whatever tech is made for the console, by the time the console releases, is like a year old.
Exactly.
So
you'll
always be able to push better graphics out of a more recent PC. It's just the way it's going to be as far as graphics.
Yeah, I basically think, you know, you've seen the Battlefield 3 videos? Looks freaking Chris, have you?
I haven't, no, but I hear that it's supposed to be one of the best-looking console games.
Phenomenal. Well, no one's seen it on consoles yet. It's all PC running. I think the new consoles will basically be able to run that at full specs, but that's about it. So it'd be like kind of the Crysis thing. Like, if Crysis were to come out like around the same time as like 360 and PS3, that's when it was like, oh my god, it looks so good. But other than Crysis, that's the only PC game that really stands like above and beyond what you could see on like a console. I think it'll be somewhere around there in terms of power and what it can do. Because I mean,
you know what?
Go ahead.
I hope to see, really. Like, I see what you're saying as far as the graphics upgrades. Mm-hmm. And what I would hope that they would do, they won't because it's not what sells. The pretty is what sells.
Yeah,
I would hope that they stick with the same graphics and particles and polygons, maybe a little bit higher, but they concentrate on locking down that frame rate.
Frame rate, exactly. Exactly.
Just because I don't think games look great right now. They look amazing.
They look
right
really now. Good. Lock it. If you can lock just Crysis up 2 the down specs at 60, and, 60
yep,
frames.
Exactly. And that would be gorgeous.
I totally agree. Everyone's like, oh, the next generation is going to be like 60 frames, 1080p, all this stuff. No, 60 frames will never, ever, ever be a constant on consoles, ever, because they have to push everything else so much.
Exactly.
More.
You're working with such minimalistic hardware that to push whatever you're pushing out on that hardware, you got to sacrifice frame rate in places.
Next gen, we'll probably be able to push Crysis 2 on consoles at 60 frames a second, look fucking phenomenal. But no, they're going to make the graphics look that much more prettier, but running at like 30 or like
exactly
because they have to compete with what PC is doing.
And it's like credit card debt, you know. It's you get a credit card and you've got like $2,000 worth of debt on it, so you get another credit card with a $5,000 limit and transfer
and
the balance
transfer
over,
it over.
And instead of paying it off, you charge another $3,000 worth of shit on it. That's what they do.
Yeah. I don't really. Do we have any more voicemails or emails?
That's it. No, that's it.
Okay, because I was gonna say, like, it's hard to. I want the same shit. I want more digital
and
options.
That's the thing. It's like I don't really want anything. Like, I mean, I think gaming is great the way it is now.
They've hit a home run on all of these consoles in a way.
They're great. I think it's the best generation since the 16-bit era.
Absolutely, like, and they just need to improve upon what they have. I don't want them to go out of their way to try and make something new. You know, I don't want Microsoft to go and revamp all of Xbox Live. Xbox Live is great.
No, I do
just
want
improve
them to do
what
that,
you've got
because every single one of their improvements have been freaking awesome.
Hardware.
So I do want them to do.
Yeah, but keep the core and the structure there. You know, you don't need to change everything for this. Now you've got a structure, and now keep it. Now just make your improvements, and you know, now it's maintenance. You know, you're doing maintenance releases from once to the next.
You know, I've said a million times, if I've said it once, my dream console would be hardware made by Sony, programmed by Microsoft.
Exactly. That would be... Dude, I'd agree with that.
They make... And the UI, Sony, also. Just the back-end software, the shit that matters... Microsoft makes it.
Because, well, they're a software company. That's what they do.
Down. Yeah. And for the most part, I mean, I know some Sony's, some PS3s have failed, Yellow Light of Death, mine included, a couple times. Mm. But it's a lot less likely when you look at it statistically. It's like a 50% chance that your Xbox is going to die. You know?
I'd say
like,
more
I don't
than
know
that.
I think it's more than that now.
Yeah.
I think it's more than that.
The
now.
Older ones, not the Slims.
Right.
The Slims
right.
are pretty solid.
Chris is the only person I know with an Xbox that hasn't had one die.
No,
not me,
one
right?
Die.
Yeah, you.
No,
yeah,
I've had
one.
Die.
You've had one die.
Oh, yours.
Yeah, this is my second one.
Oh,
yeah,
then no,
your
second
one. Your second one sounds like god awful rotting death.
Yes, it
but
does.
So far, and, I'm the only one who doesn't have one that's died,
am,
but mine's
and,
only
but,
a year old.
But then again, I'm the only person I know that hasn't had a PS3 die on them.
It's I haven't had a PS3 die.
These are 60 gig.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm going to knock on wood
because Jason's died.
Yeah,
Travis is pretty sure died.
Mine's a 40
people. Tons of people on VGEvo had theirs die. Actually, in like a 2-month span, a whole bunch of people had theirs died from the same
See,
time.
Now, and that bugs me, though. You can't use Retroids as like a measuring stick because
no, I'm not. Well,
they're
I have
so PS3 heavy.
Yeah,
you know
God,
what I mean?
That's true, yeah.
Because they all got brought
PS3's
in from that
totally
other show though, that we don't talk about. And PS Nation live Monday nights, 2 p.m., I think, CBS. So, but you know, it's like, cause you're skimming out of that pot, you're going to get,
you're going to get a handful of fucking,
Like I mean, do warranty calls for particular hardware where I work. And my least favorite question is customer always asks me, these things break a lot. And I was like, lady, nobody calls me to say, hey, my shit's working. Just so you know, have a good day. It never happens. All I do is replace them every day. So yes, I see a lot of them break.
Of course.
You know?
Definitely. No, I see. I definitely see your point.
So
it's
kind of hard to go.
That was awesome.
Hey, just to let you know, I'm having a spectacular time with my purchase and my product. Just want you to know, we're swimming in the pool, grilling some burgers, and drinking martinis.
Everything's warm.
Perfect.
Everything's
peachy.
Good. Thank you.
This heater,
fucking
money. I've had it for about 4 years. Everything is fucking awesome. There's a couple of insects stuck in it and trapped, but whatever.
We clean those out. They go away. It's great. I just wanted to call. Thought you'd like to share this insight in case some customer ever asked you, do these things break all the time?
Have you heard of these things breaking? Yeah, but 100% of the time, apparently.
I can say
it's funny. Every call I get during the day is people saying that they have a problem.
It's fucking odd.
Nobody ever calls me just to chat anymore.
I'm a little sad. I feel like I've lost some friends.
Oh shit!
So back on topic though.
But yeah, sorry. Yeah, definitely hardware.
What you'd
Sony,
like to see?
Software, Microsoft.
Yeah, I seriously just want to see. I want to see them.
One console future. You guys, would you guys be interested in that?
I'm down with the one console future. But I'm not down with the on live version of it.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
No.
I would, but it's like you guys said. I mean, and I don't think anybody would really disagree with it. It's if they could actually settle their differences and Sony make a system that has Microsoft software on it.
Oh, it'd be great.
I mean, it would be.
Sony's designer making the look, so you had something that looked like the XMB but functioned like Xbox Live.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like you don't even necessarily need all of the software. You need Xbox Live. That's what you need. You need that network feel, and that's the big thing.
Well, you need their console. Sorry, as much as you hate Windows, Microsoft makes a killer console OS.
The
background is
Well, and realistically, they're killing it with Windows, man. Like, I gotta say,
this laptop
with Windows 7 on it right now that I bought, I've had for 2 years now, and it is unprecedented for me to own a Windows computer for 2 years without reformatting it. It has never happened before now.
You mean Windows Vista, the working edition?
Pretty much, but I mean, they hit a home run with it. 7 works great.
Yeah, right, that's because they got all of us stupid fuckers to beta test Vista for them.
Well, I never did. I was on XP the whole time. So I would like to thank all of you
Glenn
stupid fuckers for beta testing.
I was going to say.
Thank you all very much.
I never had Vista either. I was XP dude all the way through. I was like, fuck that shit.
Hey, at least none of us ran Millennium Edition.
No.
But anyway,
I jumped straight from 98 SE to XP.
I would like to see the only thing that I would really like to see is
Star Online 3.
What?
Besides that, Fantasy 2. Star Online 3. So.
They haven't made 2 yet.
I know that's right.
But you'd still like to see 3. Don't lie.
I would. Yeah. But no, I mean, I think that the I would love to see 2 of the shoulder buttons repeated on the face so that there are 6 face buttons on both controllers.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I would like that. So you want 6 card, like old Genesis style controllers?
Yeah.
Six face buttons on the front, but 2 of them are just
repeats,
so like
of
two
the top.
Triggers. Redundant buttons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
No, redundant, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, redundant.
Then you have a six button controller for fighting games. So people that like to use a pad for a fighting game, you like to use control pads.
Okay, that makes sense, but that's very niche, though. I can't.
But
say
that's.
That
but
I agree.
You just
it is
go buy
niche,
a fight pad that has 6 buttons on it.
So I'm going to buy another really controller for this game? One game I'm going to play.
Yeah, I bought a stick.
Do you have an arcade stick?
But you guys aren't the typical gamer.
Have you ever complained about buying a Rock Band guitar?
But you're not getting my point, dude. It's like most people who buy Street Fighter are not going to get as hardcore into it as you guys did and go out and buy fucking $150 fight sticks.
Those same players, though, aren't going to use all 6 buttons anyway. So
that may be
true. Realistically speaking, they're not. Like, when I played Street Fighter on a pad for Super Nintendo, everyone changed their fucking jabs to the fucking shoulders. So you had medium and heavy because you thought those were the only buttons worth using.
Yeah, right.
That's what happened. So, I don't know. I can see what you're saying. I could use a... If they were designed well, I mean, that Genesis 6-button pad or the Saturn Japanese pad?
Yep.
Freaking great. Really good.
That's
really
right. Other than that, I mean, I really don't... Again, I don't really want anything to change. I mean, I mean, that's the thing. It's like we can say that we don't want anything to change, but there might be something that out there that we want that we don't know about yet.
Well, because that's why we're not inventors and we're not designing.
Exactly. That's why we don't design video game consoles.
When I saw Xbox Live the first time, Xbox was like, this is fucking awesome. And then the shit that they did from there to Xbox 360, just stuff that I totally took for granted or didn't even realize wasn't available in the first Xbox Live. Just, I wouldn't never even think about that shit.
Right.
And just like, holy fuck, like cross game invite. Never would have. What the hell?
That's brilliant. No.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I wouldn't think about that, but it's so awesome.
Yeah, now that you have it, though, you couldn't even imagine living without it until you turn your PS3
on. Hell no.
What do you guys want to see out of, what else would you like to see out of Nintendo's new console?
Games?
I haven't bought a Nintendo console since the SNES, so.
I want to see them actually put full forth a good, I'm going to piss off Nintendo fanboys, but, I want to see a fucking legit Metroid game. That's what I want to see. In HD, crazy resolution, side-scrolling, whatever, that's cool. Like, go back to your roots, what really sold the games back in the day. Like, I'm cool with Mario Galaxy, New Super Mario Bros., that is, you know, thumbs up. Zelda, we've seen more Zelda games than probably anything else in the past, like, 10 years. I want to see...
And none of them have an overworld.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see a great Metroid game, and I want to see new IPs from Nintendo because they have great designers, like some of the best in the world. But they keep going back to what they've done before. Mm-hmm. I want to see something new. I want to see them reinvent something, or like invent something, because they invented Zelda, Mario, Metroid, even fucking Pikmin, something.
Here's the thing. How long has it been out?
6 years.
How many...
Came out, what, the year after the 360 did, so yeah.
Same year as PS3.
Okay, so 6 years. How many third-party games can you think of off the top of your head that were not awful?
Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Resident Evil 4.
Muramasa. Right?
Muramasa.
I'd say
No
Dead
More
Space
Heroes
Extraction.
Series.
Yeah, Dead Space Extraction.
It's like 10.
It's not a lot.
In 6 years,
definitely not
there's
a lot.
Like 10. Yeah. The rest of them are like imagine bullshit jerk my dick off games that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
All right? They've got some good first parties, but like you're saying, they're just regurgitations of first party games they already made with Waggle introduced.
And that's my biggest issue.
And a lot of them
Nintendo
don't even
does.
Use fucking Waggle, and they just like throw it in there like Metroid. That shit was tacked on like,
right.
Oh, yeah, use Waggle. Well, go to first person view. Oh, wait, this isn't even developed by Nintendo. What's up, Ninja Theory? Yeah, make a Metroid game.
So but that's what, like, they just, because they've closed themselves off so much, their first-party games are decent-ish. Their third-party games are all casual, just aimed-at-kids games. They've completely ignored that market because nobody wants to program for the thing because the hardware can't support shit. When you look at what third-party's doing on PS3 or 360, how the hell are you supposed to port anything out like that?
I want to know how much Donkey Kong sold because that game was great, and that was a good throwback to Donkey Kong Country, like, on the Super Nintendo. Really good game. Does anyone, I don't know if the guys know how offhand how much it sold.
I'll look it up. Keep talking.
Because I'm not sure.
That game was really good, like basically targeted to like the hardcore like Nintendo market.
But again,
and
it's not a new IP, like you're saying.
Oh no, I know
it's
that.
Donkey
I know,
Kong Country.
I know that, but I think they figured fuck IP. If we can't even sell our hardcore games to the majority of our market, why would we bother developing new IP? I'm hoping that their new console they can get back those core gamers and take a chance at new IP, at least, maybe, hopefully.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Just, I don't know. It seems like whenever, I can't think of anybody who's mentioned really anything for the Wii. And even the ones that we're talking about that were third party that were good, those all came out in like the last year.
Hey, the Conduit came out on Tuesday.
Conduit 2? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 4.6 million.
4.6 million? That's not too worldwide?
Worldwide, yeah.
That's pretty good. It's not too bad. But Conduit 2, how many of us were, hey, let's get that?
The what?
Because that's
the
getting
who?
Good reviews. Conduit 2.
I know, I'm just joking, dude.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, exactly.
I don't have a Wii, so
well,
I never
exactly.
bought one, I never will.
And that's the thing. It's like I've got other, and for me, it's like I've got other games that I would rather play than something on the Wii.
Absolutely. So.
And I'm afraid that's what's going to happen with Nintendo's next console. They're going to release it, and they're catching up with technology from 6 years ago. And now Sony and Microsoft are going to put out new systems in 2 years, and it's going to blow everything Nintendo's got out of the water.
Yeah,
their
I'll
innovative technology. Sorry, go ahead, Jeff.
Even if the Wii was or the new whatever the Wii 2 is just like about what we are at today in terms of technology wise, if they have a consistent online community, I'll be happy. So you log on, boom, friends list, see what they're playing. Also, you
that's
can message
the
them, do all that kind of stuff.
For sure.
I would play that so much more because feeling more connected and I can talk to people like, hey, let's play this, instead of...
They're stuck on this channel thing, though. I mean, look at the way the DS interface is. It's not exactly the same, but it's the same like channel setup.
But it's a bad setup.
It is a bad setup. You're absolutely
getting
right.
A beer.
Somebody needs to choke it up and just go, okay, that sucked. Let's do something else.
I agree.
And that's kind of the key, the keystone to the current gaming experience that you're having on any system is the fact that you're so well integrated with a community of people just like you. On all of them. If you get on a PS3, you look over your friends list, you got all your friends on the Xbox, it tells you right when you log in, hey, you've got 15 friends online. Oh, sweet, what are they playing? And
you
push the button
many
and look
messages.
At that. PC, Steam, all of that, same thing. It tells you everything. All your friends are online. You can message them while you're in-game. You can invite them to your game. And then you get on the Wii, and you've got all your little shitty channels and your super low-res Wii-me that looks nothing like you. it's disconnected from what the culture is right now in gaming.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's a sidebar. You've got the PS3, 360, PC. I guess you get a Wii. You know?
Yeah.
That happens too. It's there. But I don't know. I'm trying to think of what I would want. I mean, really what you're going to see is when the new Sony and Microsoft products come out, they're going to be innovative in their technology. Where the Wii is innovative in their concept, you know,
Like, the Wii will do something different. Or the Nintendo will do something
different. Yeah, they're going to have a touchscreen on the controller.
Yeah, exactly. I don't give a shit about. But still, they're trying for something different with that. But they don't ever try and innovate the actual hardware itself or the actual gaming experience itself other than the way that you interact with it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Totally. Do you guys think or do you want Microsoft or Sony to integrate motion controls into the new console?
I don't think we really have a choice in the matter.
Yeah, it's probably going to
happen. I think motion controls are here whether we it or not. So.
No, you know what? They're not going to integrate it. They're going to do the same thing that they did with this because they realized that they could tack it on after the fact and sell it for another $200 and people will pay it.
You think they'll still do the same thing?
I think they'll do that.
I think, honestly, you can't put
a Kinect in a console because people who have entertainment systems or units, you can't put a Kinect in a unit. It's just not going to work.
Yeah.
same thing with a Move. You can't put a camera on a console. It's just not going
to
work.
Yeah. It has to be separate. It has to be a separate piece. Yeah. So. I don't know. I really don't have anything else to add.
Another new PlayStation.
Hold on. We got to open this up. Put it on top of your TV. Shit, it's fucking heavy.
It opens like a laptop and the camera's like sitting on top of it. Did you get Ben Heck to design this? What the hell is this?
Hey, say hi to Grandma. Hey.
Oh, holy crap. Can we make them run cooler? Can I say that that's something I'm looking for?
Water-cooled consoles. There you go.
I've thought about that. The second time I've opened up my PS3, I thought, there's enough room in here. I could redesign this to be water-cooled instead of fan-cooled.
I think people have done it. There's probably tutorials online to do it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't think it'd be that difficult, to be honest with you. There's a ton of room. There's like 2 inches thick of room to stuff something in.
Yeah.
All right, so Glenn hopes it's water-cooling. Awesome.
I'm going to dunk my old PS3 in vegetable oil. Let's do this shit.
All right.
Cool. All right, anything else that we can...
I'm good, man.
Laser discs.
Fuck you.
Right, we're so records,
now our console's the size of fucking... something big. Whatever.
No, you know what I would... this is something I would legitimately like from the next generation of gaming. There's a... Sony's got their tie-in handheld, Nintendo's got their tie-in handheld. I would like there to be games where I could take my game save and copy it over to a portable version of that game and play it while I'm on the road and bring it back with me and put it back on my console and play it.
I think they're doing that with NGP.
Yeah, they are doing that with NGP. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then my prayers
are answered. Well, apparently, because Microsoft tried to pull the same shit when they did the whole Zune thing.
Right.
Like, hey, or the Windows phone or whatever. Yeah, you can, design your
Xbox
Forza
Xbox Live
car
on your phone.
Yeah, you can design your Forza car and shit like that and bring it back and put it on your 360. Yeah, never happened.
Nope.
Fap. Who cares about that?
Not me.
We're saying the game. I want to play
it. No.
I want to be able
to
progress in the game. Yeah. Not like dress my character and change his purse. I want to be able to actually play
game. That would take... Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
It would be badass. Even if it's scaled down, and even if I have to buy an extra copy. If I have to buy a $60 copy for my console, a $40 copy portable, but I can play between the two, that'll make me happy.
Yeah, I couldn't do that, because the entire time I'm playing Portal, I'd be like, what would this look so much better on my home console? I'm missing out.
Yeah, but if you're on the train, come on. It's better than not playing it at all.
Well, that one time a year I'm on a train, and that'd kind of suck.
I thought you all rode trains in Toronto, because nobody had cars.
Moose, man.
Moose. Fucking... See, I'm actually going for not a Canada joke, and you take me down that road.
All right, I think we should wrap this up.
Yeah,
sounds good. Yeah.
I think we're done. We've said our piece. I'm done. I got nothing else to add.
Yeah. I'll agree.
Cool.
I could probably riff and come up with bullshit for hours if you want, but I think I'm done too.
Oh yeah, for real. We can make this go another 4 hours.
No, we're not going to. Hey, guess what?
Yeah. Hey,
Pizza of Rage has something to say.
Yes!
So if you were to stop somewhere for games this week, you'd be pretty disappointed. And you'll also find that there's nothing coming out. All is not lost, though, because the download services are providing something of interest. So first up from Housemark, we have Pizza Outland. Combos? Now this is coming to both Xbox Live Arcade and PSN. Now this is a 2D platform. People are saying it's meant to have a sort of an Ikaruga vibe to it, because you've got the color-switching mechanic, which I think is kind of stupid, because Ikaruga's color-switching mechanic came from a 2D platformer in the first place called Twilight Mirage. So yes. Yeah, there you go. In a similar vein, Cave are releasing Nin Square Dash Jump, which is a 2D platformer as well.
What?
This has a sort of a puppet theater aesthetic to it, and actually looks pretty neat. Also, which is quite nice about it, is it's only going to be $5 on Xbox Live Arcade, some of the proceeds are going to go to the Japanese Red Cross for the relief effort there. So, nice. Good all around. And finally, SNK is releasing Trouble Witches Neo, which is a left-rightly shmup. It's a cute 'em up, and it looks almost identical to Death Smiles, but just really, really cute. And not really anywhere near as difficult, but there you go. So that might be worth checking out if you like shmups. And that'll pretty much do it.
And that will pretty much do it. There is nothing else on this list worth mentioning.
Thanks, Pepperoni Pizza.
All right. Pick of the week.
Pete of the week.
I'm going to go with Trouble Witches Neo. What the hell?
That's all that's coming out this week?
Yes, that's literally... No, I mean, I could go through shit. That? It's just... It's really bad.
Hey, Jeff, you want to play Killzone 3 with me next week?
Yeah, I was going to say. As all those people who say...
No, you guys, go out and buy... Business? Go out and buy Man vs. Wild. You know that's what you want.
That's what Jeff does every day in Canada.
Yeah, it's called me versus my pubic hair.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you can cut that.
Oh, my God. No, I can't. All right.
I thought that was Kabbalah's Danger Zone.
I'm sorry. I got to go back to it. If you guys haven't listened to it, we released episode 0.5, which we got to give a lot of props to Jack Bauer for putting that together.
That was awesome.
That was amazing. That was well done, sir.
And other people who contributed and like found them like certain like clips put in there. The one about
the outdoor adventures,
outdoor whatever, and Jay's like, "What? Like, is it
indoor? Are there indoor adventures?"
Dude,
awesome.
I gotta say, that was the first time I heard Travis's Ashley rant.
Oh my god, glory. For real? That was awesome. That's like instant classic,
dude. I was actually trying to move a giant DE filter into someone's backyard. I had to stop because I was laughing so hard.
Oh, like, yeah. The amount of times I've moved a DE filter into people's places is just, oh, man, that's heavy shit.
Shut up. They're large. Leave me
alone. Believe you.
That's what she said.
I hate you so much.
Well, I wish you did.
It's so tiny and easy to move.
I don't feel a thing.
All right. Should we keep going?
Just let me know when you're done. My Hot Pocket's in the microwave. Yeah, let's keep going.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Let's do an email.
Yes.
This is from a fan. I guess he signed it as. He didn't
I saw a movie like that with Robert De Niro.
That's a great movie.
Wesley Snipes and Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, I was going to say Nine Inch Nails did the soundtrack for that.
Yeah,
show.
That was a fucked up movie.
Further down the spiral, basically. More or less, it was.
Greetings, gentlemen. Although I am not certain if this has been addressed or in any of your past shows, as someone who listens to your podcast since episode 90, roughly, I was hoping you could answer this question and give me some serious thoughts. Absolutely. After 172 shows, and he sent this a while ago, two successful IndusFests, a community of loyal listeners that go beyond the confines of North America, what is the future of interactive distractions? Is there touch a business plan is there a business plan or strategy that goes beyond what you guys are doing now? In my opinion, and maybe you share these opinions with me and maybe you don't, I think you guys should strongly consider the following if you haven't already. Number one, more original video content for your website. You have a great website. It looks nice. Now, pardon the French, but add more shit. Number two, consider the possibility of making an interactive distractions app for Android and all lesser smartphones.
Chris, do it.
Examples of podcasts with their own app, the Film Talk. WTF with Mark Maron and Smodcast On Demand.
A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. I'd like to pimp them, actually. It's a fucking great show.
Oh, yeah?
Giant Bomb.
Hilarious and disgusting. Go check that out.
You frequently tell guests to pimp their shit. How about you pimp your shit? T-shirts, mugs, keychains, pregnancy tests.
Oh, God.
With all proceeds going back to the website and creation of more content.
That sounds like a scam Jeff would run. Hey, pregnancy test. Sit on this real quick. I'll let you know.
I got a backup for that in his questions, actually. I don't know if you want me to hit that now or after.
We're not doing in his questions today, man. We're already well over 2 hours. Sorry.
Totally,
we'll get
totally,
to it next week.
All right. It's totally related, though. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Basically, I will say, Kenzaz1073 asks, where can I get an Indus t-shirt?
You will get that information rather soon, I think.
Cool.
Number four, expand, motherfuckers. I like how he added that. You already enlisted Nico and Glenn to your team. How about finding more talent to help with the podcast, website,
both of them,
video content, expand the empire? Anyway, thanks for taking the time to in reading this email. I wish nothing but continued success for your podcast, and I hope you can address some of the things that we've discussed above. Thanks again. All the best. All right. So
thank you.
Number one, more original video content. We are working on that. We are working on actually getting right now. I think Jeff is going to be putting up the semifinals and the finals of the Street Fighter tournament from MGC. Mm-hmm. We're working on doing things like posting stuff that we do on Tuesday nights on the Industream. Industream has kind of been on hiatus because Jason hasn't been feeling well. And this week he was out of town. But,
out of town.
You know, we're
and
still
also
working
Jason's
on that.
Our primary video guy, and he's been really fucking busy lately.
Yeah,
so.
And you know we're all learning this shit too as we go. So you know,
there's a couple of us that could do it, but we're very not in town, so it's not very feasible. Yeah. You know,
yeah, exactly. What's up, Canada?
Interactive Distractions app. That is actually something that I have put some thought into, and I'm gonna be honest with you, dude. It is really hard to go to work and look at code for 8 hours and then come home and code
and
some more.
Code.
It is really, really hard to do that.
If anyone out there who is good at coding shit and wants to put this or something like that,
Jack Bauer, you know you wanted to learn code.
But this is something that I have been thinking about and trying to get ideas for. So, you know, I'm not going to say that there's something in the works because there's not. It's very much in the early design phases.
Yeah. In terms of expanding our like brand, that's pretty much been in the works for a while. Like we decided Chance on our team, Clockwork.
We're talking about, you know, possibly adding another writer. We're talking about adding another person in a specific position that could help us out.
Prevention recruitment, right?
Yeah. So
yeah, exactly.
So we're working on that too. as far as like Pimp Your Shit, merchandise is coming. We actually have a store that we're in the process of setting up. We've been working on it for about a month now, maybe more.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a matter of we start it and then we get busy with something else and then we start it again. And, so that's up there. And I can tell you there's some pretty interesting stuff on there, including something you might want to get for your girlfriend.
There's some good stuff in the pipeline.
That's right.
Indus thong?
Indus thong.
Get Indus.
Do you want to get Indus? All right.
Oh, God. So Indus.
Spoilers.
So as far as what we're looking for a major business plan, though, I mean, we're definitely looking to add Waggle and a touchscreen controller to
for
Indus.
Sure.
Yeah. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah. In reality, I mean, we are happy not being like one of the huge video game sites right now. I mean, this is still just a hobby for us.
That's
and
a hobby. It's fun.
You know,
it's a job. It's not fun anymore.
Yeah. And this is something that we want to have fun with it. We don't want to have to, you know, play video games just to review them every time. You know, it's draining.
I don't want to play Imagine Waggle when I could be playing fucking Killzone 3.
There you go. Like so
are they the same?
It's as far as like our as far as our overall business plan, it's really, you know, there's not really much we can go into with that right now, just because you know, right now we're just trying to expand what
we've
already
got. We want to Peter Molyneux it, that's for sure.
We actually bought the rights to Milo, and we're going to make that shit happen. Unconfirmed.
Cool. All right, let me see here. I'm trying to think, how much time we got? Fucking 12:30 ready.
Yeah, we have negative 20 minutes.
How about we do a voicemail,
okay,
and then we wrap it up.
Then. That sounds good.
Is it going to be a loud voicemail?
No, it's not going to be a loud voicemail.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yo, guys, what's going on? This is Lag here. Well, I'm over here, you're over there. Who knows where anyone else is. But
dude,
I'll just call and say hello and ask if you guys are excited, pumped, amped for the 3DS. If you don't get it, well, that's cool. It seems like in America that Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition seems to be the hottest title. I was wondering what you guys thought about I don't know the Street Fighter creator's name, but he was saying that he thinks that Tekken X Street Fighter or Street Fighter X Tekken, whichever one is Capcom's making, is probably most likely going to be on the 3DS. I don't even know why I'm calling.
Fuck me, Godin.
I don't know why I'm calling. See ya. Thank you, Lag.
Dude, I have a question for you, Lag. Where do you get your cocaine? That was ridiculous.
Oh, shit. We kind of talked about 3DS earlier.
Yeah, we did, actually.
Yeah, we did.
So,
and Street Fighter 4.
Street Fighter X Tekken on 3DS?
Who gives a shit?
Meh.
Street Fighter X Tekken on any system.
Hey.
I'm
interested.
At least it's on a Street Fighter engine. That's kind
yeah,
of
that, I that am works interested. Better for me, but still.
I'm kind of fire. Like, I was saying this in the trailer. Like, I'm not. I don't have fighter fatigue because fighters are still my favorite game to play. But I feel like whenever I play a fighter, I feel like I have to actually put so much hours and dedication into
to be
actually
good. Learning.
Yeah, exactly.
And stuff, yeah.
I cannot play fighters anymore just for fun. I just can't do it. I can't be like, yeah. I'm gonna buy the game, play it for a bit. All right, let's go move to something else. I have to like basically. That's what I'm saying. I've been playing Mortal Kombat. Before I played Portal 2, just because I wanted to be like, I need to get like some good combos down and actually be able to compete.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons that I haven't been.
That's one of the reasons that I never bought Super Street Fighter 4 because right. I just don't have the time to dedicate to it right now. You know.
Well, because you don't play through a fighter. You know, it's
no,
not
you
like,
don't.
Right.
Exactly.
You sit down and you have to study it.
Street Fighter.
And, yeah,
it doesn't happen that way. You keep it forever. And, you just waste $15 a month.
And there's no such thing as a vacuum anymore when you're playing fighters where it's like you got like your core group of friends that play fighters that are all pretty much equally skilled because you know the same shit because all you're watching is the same shit that everyone else is doing.
Right.
Now you have the internet and you have people that play online that just all of a sudden like just kick your ass and the first thing you think of is like, I need to know how to do shit like that. And then it becomes obsessive.
Exactly.
And fucking,
yep.
I put in more hours into fighting games than I do in RPGs. It's just, yeah. That's
by
the
a
RPG
long shot.
Oh, God, yeah.
By tenfold.
So that's why I'm like, I can't get hyped for this at all because it's just adding another fighting game to my repertoire that I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to put in so many hours. But, like Scott said earlier, and also we were talking to him earlier, at least it's running on something that's kind of familiar, so it might not be like starting from scratch.
Right.
Right. But it looks like the moveset's very different.
Yes. And it, from what I've heard of people who've played it like on other podcasts, it does feel very different as well, even though it's running on a Capcom engine. The jumping feels different, and spacing.
Timing and everything.
Yeah, timing and everything.
I guess they had to for balancing issues with the characters, but it just...
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, considering no Tekken characters have projectiles.
Projectiles or anything like that, yeah.
That's their fault for being on a crappy video game.
Oh, my god! All
right, next up, Blaze Blue versus Virtual Fighter.
All right. Everything else, I've got like one more email, one more voicemail, but we are running really long, so I'm just going to throw them in the mailbag.
That's cool.
Ooh, don't throw it in my mailbag.
All right, so let's move on to question of the week.
Yeah,
I like it.
Hey, next week is contest.
It is contest
time.
What was the contest?
Make Mortal Kombat
with
characters out of us.
Oh, shit.
Okay, you guys really need to get on this, because right now, we have one entry.
Okay, so one entry means if you put it in, you have a way better chance of winning a $20.
And the dude who entered is saying, no, fuckers, don't enter, because that means I automatically win.
Can we say who it is, so that way if there's people out there who don't like him, they may enter just to prevent him from winning.
No, I'm not going to do that.
No.
Bad 76. He's the only one.
So definitely get your entries in. The idea is to take the one of the six, well, at least
all
a
of
few of the six main, you know, in disguise. That would be me, Jeff, and Glenn, and also Jason, Travis, and Nico.
Nico.
And we want to know what kind of Street Fighter characters you can make out of us.
Mortal Kombat.
I want to know Street Fighter, actually.
Mortal Kombat.
Just like more so like fatalities, friendship,
that
kind of stuff.
One special attack, one friendship, one fatality.
And really, you don't even need to know fighting games. You just need to know, like, I mean, everyone's played Mortal Kombat. It's ridiculous.
And it is what it sounds like if you haven't played it. Fatalities involve killing people. Friendships involve making friends with people.
And I got to tell you guys, man, I've read the one entry we have, and the bar's set pretty high. It's pretty
good
stuff.
Don't say that, because then they're not going to write anything in.
The bar's
pretty low.
If you enter,
the bar's really low. You're right. The bar's really
likely
low.
To
this,
do
this entry sucks. You'll probably
this
win.
This poor schmuck. Who sent in this email? I mean,
this is for a $20 Amazon gift card. You can send your entries to email at interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail as an entry. That is 706-760-4337.
It's almost leets.
What is that?
But it's a car alarm.
The fuck?
There's been no siren. Someone's got to take its place.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That was funny. All right. Follow us on
totally
Twitter.
Ruined my Travis cover. Fuck.
We are Indus Podcast. I'm sorry. Wait. We're doing Twitter, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we're on Twitter.
I think so.
Follow us at Indus Podcast. You can also follow us individually. I am Indus Chris. Indus Pro. Indus Poe.
Indus Poe. That's po. More accurate because I am Indus Poe.
You're a shitty band.
Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
G-O-F-F.
And Indus Rhodey. Don't forget about Mr.
Also, Rhodey. Hit up Indus Questions. I'm sorry for because we got a lot of them. Still send them in. We're still going to hit them up when we do like a mailbag or something like that.
You
actually,
can blame
next
me.
Week. Yeah, I'm totally going to blame Chris. He has to go to work tomorrow. I don't have to go to work tomorrow. So let's do this question.
I have to go to work tomorrow, too.
And so does Glenn. So we'll definitely hit them up. Appreciate them. I'm looking at, we're going to hit them all for sure next weekend. I will say that right now. Next weekend.
Hell yes.
Next week.
Next
we
week.
We will do that shit.
Yes.
100%.
Check us out on Facebook. We are Interactive Distractions Podcast. And I think that is all I've got. You guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
I do.
What's that?
You go to exitofdeletedpodcast.com.
Everybody on our show knows who you are, Glenn.
I'm just saying. Maybe this is the first show they listen to. If for some reason you like my screwy antics and you like to hear some even more disgusting raunchy talk that vaguely brushes around video games and technology, exitofdeletedpodcast.com. Also part of the Retroids Podcast Network where you can find a lot of great podcasts.
They also have a co-host Mexican, by the way.
Yeah, there is a Mexican in there, so you got to have some tolerance. Yeah. Also, if you want to go
and
to
one and one crazy dude that just likes to cause debate,
dude, he is so crazy. I love him. And if you just go to retroids.com, there's actually a real awesome podcast network there with a whole bunch of other shows that you should check out.
Oh hell yeah!
Correct.
So check out that community.
Retroids.
Spend some time there.
Com. Cool.
Good shit.
I'm good.
That's it for me, brother.
All right.
I'm okay too.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us.
I had a good time.
Can't stress that enough. Please do tell a few friends about us. If you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate that as well. So,
5 stars, free t-shirt.
Charge to Jason A. Stryker.
Send all t-shirt inquiries to Travis at interactivedistractions.com.
5 stars, free panties. So
they want to get Indus.
Get 5 stars Indus.
So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Glenn.
Jeff.
Play your games and we'll talk to you next week.
Word out.